Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to crawl blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone, and welcome to the remix. Wow. Yeah, wasn't going to do a show tonight, but I did decide that I was going to go ahead and do a show here this evening. And so I'm going to give everybody a chance to kind of get themselves situated as we get ready to get into the share. It's a couple of things that we do need to talk about that kind of was laying heavy on me. And so I wanted to go ahead and share them now. So this is the reason for sort of kind of doing this spontaneous, somewhat spontaneous show. For most of you, I know you were watching the basketball game. The NBA Finals was on. And, of course, Dallas didn't pull through, but that's okay because Miami did their thing. It was a great game, one of the best games, as it was told to me, of the season. I haven't had a chance. I am a big sports fan. I do like to watch sports. I like to watch our people in action. Definitely always good to see a brother in action. So that's a great place to also find him on basketball court. So it was really, really great to be able to take a look and see the game tonight. So the game just finished, and as you guys know, Miami Heat did get an opportunity to win. So they're going to get their ring, and for most of them, some of them, it's going to be their first ring that they're able to get. For some of them. So that's a great thing. Hold on just a second. The chat room is open for those of you who are there. And I'm just letting everyone around the world know that the remix is live. So if you guys are out there, you can let people say, let them know that the remix is live now. Tell them to come join in. Okay. So there we go. Kind of got that message out there. But we do have some things I want to talk about. For those of you who are in the New York area, I'm sure that you had an opportunity to go check out Brother Bobby Hemmett. I know that was a great share. And we have a lot of things that's going to be coming up that we're going to be talking about, some shows. Brother Bobby Hemmett will be here next week in the remix. He'll be here on Friday night, Sunday night. Brother Panic is going to be coming, and a slew of other people that's going to be joining us here in the remix this evening. I don't know why my phone is ringing. Oh, my goodness. Like, so much stuff going on in the universe. But anyway, I'm sure Baby Blue has that. Anyway, we're going to continue because we're going to be talking about something, but there's something we need to do. And I kind of want to wait until a little bit more of the Remix family is here. I see the chat room is filling up. The call line is filling up. So for those of you out there, I know your energy is high, coming in very, very high from the game. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who joined us last week. You know, Queen Afua was in the house, and of course she came and she brought all of that health and healing, and that was a wonderful share as well. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that, I invite you to go back and definitely download. So it's a great time to download that show, as with all of the remix shows, and you can actually find them, you know, by going going to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix. And if you have iTunes, you can download it right there on iTunes. Very simple to do. And if you don't have iTunes, you can actually just click the download button right underneath the player, and you can download that there as well too. And so, so just so much, you guys. I also want to give a big shout out to everybody who's been calling the Know Your Magic line and leaving just all about your work and how you guys are being really empowered, because this is what it's about. It's about really, really touching on all those different areas of ourselves, recognizing it, loving it, and working with it. So now what I want to do, because we're going to get into some serious work right now. And, yes, the phone lines are open, so I see you guys sort of kind of making your ways around. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the first time, you're free to sign up. If you would like to, you can actually sign up at the bottom and just come on in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. There is going to be a very special message that's going to be going out tonight, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about how we can raise this energy for one of the family members here that's going to be coming on to share this message with us in just a moment. I'm going to take a look and see if they're on the phone line before we get ready to bring them on. So let's see. Let's see if the brother is on the line. If you're on the line, press 1 for me. If you're on the line, press 1. I apologize for doing this show so spontaneously with everybody, but it is some things. And so tonight, we're really going to be raising the energy for purpose, and I believe that this is definitely going to be a divine purpose that we're going to be raising the energy for tonight. And so tonight it's going to be more than just about dancing. It is going to be about literally turning up the light, because there is a young lady that is missing, and we're going to hear some more information about her. She's missing. And definitely really hoping for her safe return back to her family as well. And so I'm going to wait and see if that brother is on the line with us here. I believe he is just joining us on the line. But if, Brother Jerome, if you're on the line, press 1 for me so I know that you're there. So we'll give him just a moment to get himself situated as we get ready to talk about this, because we'll talk about this and then we're going to do our thing. You know, this is the remix. This is how we know our magic and how we get down with this. So we're going to have a lot of fun. I only scheduled the show for 2 hours, but if we want to go longer, hey, I'm game. I'm up for it. I can do it. So if you guys can hang with me, I definitely will hang in there with you as well. The readings are going fantastic. So that's amazing. And so a lot of information, lots of things to share there as well too. So let's see. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. I don't want to play the music just yet, because when we get ready to move into this, we'll do it. I want to see if, let me see if Sister Manya is on the line for me so she can let the brother know that, see if he's here. Okay, I don't believe he's on the line yet. So we're going to give him a few more minutes to pick up the line here. In the meanwhile, this is a good time for people to come, sort of kind of get themselves situated so we can talk about it. I'm going to probably open up the phone lines before we get ready to get into that chair and talk about some other things that's going on, some questions. If you guys have questions for me, we can do that. But I really want you to just kind of harness your energy, because I really want to kick the show off with really this information and really us doing this. So I'm going to play a little something, a little bit of Baby Blue, and tell you guys about some other things that's going on as well that you may or may not be aware of. So we'll listen to a little bit of Baby Blue here. Let me find Baby Blue. Is everyone doing all right tonight? Did everyone watch the game? I mean, oh my goodness. Wow.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Yes. So we are live in the remix, everyone. Just kind of waiting a little bit as we get ready to kick off the share this evening. Tonight, like I said, this is an unusual time to be doing the remix. But, you know, sometimes things are needed and we need to do them at a certain time. We need to do them at a certain time. So that is, it's always good to... it's always good when we get together. Hey, everybody in the chat room. Everyone is in the chat room. What's up? The night of Georgia. Call in. Why don't you call in, Red Eye? Why don't you call in? If you guys, 646-652, I'll open up the phone lines, and we can talk about some things. If it's a couple of things that's going on in the news, some things that you guys want to talk about. I know that there's been some fireballs that's going to be happening, that's going on around as well. If you guys listen to Brother Bobby Hemmett in New York and you were able to see that, hear that, and you want to share that, you can definitely do that as well. Or anything else that you would like to share. 646-652-2711. I know you guys don't want to hear me talk all night. I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. Not tonight, anyway. But let's see. We have someone on the line, I believe it's Brother Red Eye. Peace and greetings.
Peace, Ms. Blue. What's going on, fam?
Peace. What's going on?
You know, just fighting through it. Fighting through it, you know what I mean? It's a physical, mental, spiritual battle. You know what I mean? It's a fight. But, you know, I was really wondering about the two things, actually. The light over Georgia, and, you know, excuse me if my, you know, my imagination runs a little wild, but it's kind of interesting that the movie Green Lantern is out. It's coming out, you know. Panic is in Georgia. Bobby Hemmett's in Georgia. So, you know, just want to hear from the great mother yourself, what's going on in relationship to us and everything.
Well, I think definitely, you know, there's symbolisms everywhere, you know, no matter where we are on the planet, you know, if we're going to take a look at that. I assume you're talking about the fireballs that were sort of kind of spotted over. I have my own speculation on that, and I'm still kind of putting things together. So I'm going to hold that thought about what that is right there. And it was actually spotted over Georgia, but it was spotted over a couple of other places as well, too. So Georgia is sort of where it sort of disintegrated itself. But no doubt, everywhere that we are, there is things going on, no doubt without that. The coalition, I'm sure that, you know, you can make them many different ways, but we're living in some very, very unique and amazing times. So lots of things are going on both polarities of the world and in many different areas. So, yes, I can agree with that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the movie Green Lantern? What do you think about that?
I don't really have a thought about it. You know, I don't really have a thought about the Green Lantern, other than the same mythology that it's always been, you know, there. I haven't had a chance to see this movie yet. It's not out. Is it the timing? Well, we know about that. That's one of the things, you know, Brother Panic will always say is that, you know, they always hide everything in the movies. They always put everything in the movies. So, yeah, is there symbolism in there? I think it's a lot of powerful symbolism in there. Yeah. But I'm sure that when Brother Panic comes on, he can speak better to the movie aspect because that's really what he really one of his focuses is. He does a lot of things, but that would probably be a better area for him when it comes to the movies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just got off of the internet looking at the trailer, and it gave me that same energy that I got when I first started listening to the remix. And when I spoke earlier about fighting through it, I've been talking a lot about the alchemy, which, you know, I was introduced and clarified through the remix through you, Ms. Blue, as far as alchemy being the transformation from the man to the god, or from the woman to the goddesses. And it seems as though you clean out a lot of clutter within your mind, and you can actually
some people, and that really is the key, because there will be so many different markers that's going to be so unique and different for us. And so that's a great place to start, is when you can line those markers up. Of course, there is a universal level where we all sort of kind of comes together, but that definitely has a lot to do with that. It has a lot to do with your own personal transformation. Like you said, some of that same energy when you watch sort of the trailer for the Green Lantern, it made you think of the heart chakra. Someone saying that in the room, you said you got the same feeling when you came to the remix. So those are the things that you begin to line up as your markers and see where it takes you, see what happens with it, you know, how you can begin to use that for yourself and sort of help you continue on your path and your journey and move forward. So that's where you gain the power from it. That's where you begin to collect that and work with that energy. When we talk about the alchemy, that's how it has to be done, more than just the fact of recognizing what happens to you afterwards. What did it do for you? You know, really kind of getting in there and itemizing those particular things. That's how you're going to get that energy or that transformation for yourself. So, yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
If I could say this, Ms. Blue, to those that are listening, and this doesn't apply, you know, to back in the tab, it was saying, you know, Dr. York had, it was throw a rock at a crowd full of dogs, the only one bark is the one that get hit. So this is for those that are new to the remix that, you know, my family and I have done some serious work here, and it's a collective energy. It's still your personal walk. And I know that, you know, we like to have, you know, a comfortable life. And Panic mentioned before that when you start to work on the spiritual side, life becomes a cinch. Well, like, every day is a new, like, the universe opens up and things line themselves up. You meet people that think like you think. And in a nutshell, I challenge anyone that's new to go into the archives and listen, find out what particular show is related to your life, because everybody does have a personal walk. But you'll find vital tools in the archive treasure chest, if you would, that will really cause a transformation within yourself. And
maybe.
That's, you're right about that. That's the disclaimer.
Maybe. That's really good. Because I don't believe that information alone does not cause transformation. Not necessarily. It doesn't. You know, it really doesn't. Information alone doesn't do it. But I know, and many others that come here, it's not by accident, like you said. And it's a lot of information, for people to go back and to really look into the archives. So I do thank you for sharing your personal journey, you know, with those here on the remix, you know, because that is something to be noted. And so I thank you for that. I thank you, and I'm glad that you found light here, just like each one of you. I'm glad that you guys found light here, and I hope that you will continue to find your light everywhere. You know, as Brother Bobby Hemmett says, leave nothing out, you know, no stone unturned. Yeah. Don't throw anything.
I'll do the remix on my forehead, you know what I mean, straight up.
I have the brother on the line, but we will open it back up a little bit. I thank you for calling in and sharing this time with me as well. So peace and
love. Thank you, Remix family. Love everyone. Peace.
All right. Beautiful. Okay, everyone. Now, here's what I want you to do. We're going to bring the brother on. He's going to introduce himself. We're going to talk about what is going on, and then I'm going to let you know what I need you to do. I think Red Eye is still on the phone. Let's make sure it's gone. Okay, Jerome, we're going to bring on the brother Jerome Carter, and he's going to talk to us in just a moment, so don't go nowhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, everyone, peace and greetings, and thank you guys for joining me here Live in the Remix. I know this is sort of a spontaneous show, but hey, we're spontaneous people. And so for those of you who could feel the energy and just knew we were going to do a show tonight, you were right on the wavelength with me. So perfect. I'm glad to have you here. Peace and blessings to you as we continue the show here this evening. So we're going to go ahead and bring on, I believe it's Jerome. Jerome?
Hey, I'm here, Ms. Blue.
Okay, peace and blessings to you. If you have me on speaker, can you take me off? Because we're getting like a lot of feedback there, and I want to make sure everyone can hear you very, very clear. Okay?
How's that?
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Is it better?
Yes, it is a little better. Yes, yes, yes.
No problem. No problem.
Okay, and if you have your computer speakers on, turn those off as well, because we'll hear the feedback. I just want to make sure this message goes over clear. I want to first of all thank you, because I know this was last minute. It was really, really last minute. I got your email, I believe it was earlier in the week, that was telling me the story about your niece.
And, correct.
And about sort of the situation that's going on with her and her being missing. So I want you to introduce yourself, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the story. I'll tell you why we're here at this point, because immediately when I got your email, I didn't get an opportunity to go take a look at the website. But I had a conversation. I was in the car, and I received it on my phone. And I had a conversation with Sister Munya, and I said, Sister Munya, I said, I need you to do me a favor. And I want you to go in there and take a look at this email that Jerome sent me. And she said, okay. So she went and she looked and she said, yeah, you got a chance to read it. I said, yeah, I did get a chance to read it. I said, I didn't get a chance to go to the website. I said, I want you to go to the website and I want you to tell me if this young lady has on a blue shirt. So she said, okay, hold on. She went to the website. Now, there's many pictures of your niece, but the one that she went to first was the one with her in the blue shirt. So I knew. This was, I think, on a Thursday or Friday, that I would do a show and really put this energy out there so that we can get this to another level. It's a couple of other organizations out there. I haven't been able to reach out to them, but I used to be on their board and work with them very, very closely still, and that's Saving Our Children. And we're going to talk about that a little bit here tonight. But I want you to talk about your niece. And sort of let everybody know, the Remix family, what is going on at this particular time with her.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. You just sound like you're in a tunnel. So I don't know. Do you have a Bluetooth in?
No. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. I can.
Okay. Yeah, I was just trying to make sure I get some good connections. First of all, let me thank you, Ms. Blue, for being concerned and being considerate about this, because I know you have a busy schedule, but it's important to us. But I reached out to you because I know that the energy that you possess would definitely help bring us back to her. Well, what's been going on with Rudy, which is my niece, you know, it's Rue Carter, but we call her Rudy. On Saturday of last week, she was at the university. She goes to Loyola University in New Orleans. And she was living on campus and went to a seafood party, crawfish ball, however you want to do it, in New Orleans. And she went down there and she did, just enjoyed herself with her friends and everything like that. And then after that, everything just, you know, went black for us. You know, she came up missing. They're conducting the search. We filed all the necessary reports with the local law enforcement agencies, and that they're doing the best they can. Nobody came up with nothing. We've tried all of our social networks, and I don't know. I'm not trying to make any connection or anything like that, but the time that we did discover, when we did decide to check our social networks, it was Sunday. The day after that, we discovered she came up missing. All of them were shut down. You know, her Facebook, her Twitter pages were deactivated, even her Yahoo account. So from that point, you know, the family has got together. We've pulled in, you know, a lot of prayers, a lot of positive energy and things like that. And, you know, we started doing our little campaign with, you know, passing out flyers, and, you know, even the university, they started their campaign, so everybody can. But this is a little girl, you're talking about a little girl that has, you know, never caught public transportation before. You know, her whole life has really been consist of, you know, going to school, going to work. You know, it has all been, you know, an academic charge for her since the very, very, very beginning. You know, and this is my sister's daughter, which makes it my niece. And just to tell you a little bit about a brief history to bring you up to speed.
Yes.
My mom was killed when I was 5 years old, and my sister was 7. Okay, and so we were separated. You know, she went with my mom's mom, and I went with my dad's mom. So we were kind of like separated, you know,
right?
In our childhood and things like that, but we always kept in touch. And we always had a bond, like, you know, we love each other so much, it's not going to happen to us, we're not going to do whatever like that. So
right.
when Rudy came into existence, you know, for lack of a better word, she stopped loving me, I guess, you know, because she had Rudy, you know.
Right.
And so when I gained consciousness, you know, I used to tell her, I was like, you know what, Rudy's our mom. You know what I'm saying? Rudy is Veronica. Rudy, she came back, you know. And so she, at first, you know, it was kind of like a little turbulence for her. She really couldn't see it, you know. But as things going through and confirmation from other people, she began to realize it herself, you know. And I'm like, man, Rudy's our mom. Rudy's our mom, man. But we never really paid attention to, you know, we realized that Rudy was our mom. We agreed that Rudy was our mom, but we never paid attention to what Rudy had to say.
Right.
You know, in the form of our mom. So, you know, and from birth all the way up through, you know, high school and things like that, Rudy excelled. She did everything that she was supposed to do, was the ideal student. You know, she had 4.0s. She did all of these things, right? And we held her accountable for these things, you know. And most recently, Rudy dropped to like a 3.0. And, you know, it kind of like freaked everybody out, like, oh no, how could you, you know, or, you know, something to that effect, right? So, you know, it kind of like shook her, but she was kind of messed up herself, you know. And, you know, she had decided that, you know what, I want to go study abroad because, you know, here's a girl, like I said, never caught public transportation before. She's been in Europe 8 times, you know, so she really has a nice broad sense of life, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't abused, she wasn't neglected or anything like that, because that'll be the first impression that people think about situations like this, right? Well, you know, it wasn't any of that. But my whole thing is, like I said, through my consciousness and meditation and prayer, I see that, you know, dealing with Rudy and Rudy coming back in the form of my mom that was murdered. Rudy went to Loyola University. My mom went to a university in that same area and was killed, you know, leaving that university, okay? Mm-hmm. And I knew Rudy was my mom, resurrected, you know. And the relationship that we didn't have, my mom, we were afforded to have that through Rudy. But we never really had the relationship with Rudy, you know, for us. Because when Rudy came out the gate, she just excelled. So that was our expectation, you know. So we never really, you know, thought about, okay, well, what did Rudy think? Well, what does she feel?
Right.
You know? And I consciously feel that since she's been missing, you know, and I haven't got a bad vibe, I surround myself with conscious people. I surround myself with a lot of positive energy, and nobody has never told me that, you know, your niece is dead, you know, your niece is dead.
I don't get that sense either.
And that confirms it. You know, that's why I reached out to you.
I don't get that sense either. I really don't get that sense either, which is interesting because I was going to ask you because the first thing that came to me was your mother. And I hadn't read the whole email, but Sister Munya really kind of took me through the email about the details in the whole email because I was driving at the time. But I want to go ahead for those that may be joining us so they could understand exactly where we are. We're going to tell people what we need them to do in a minute. And if you live in any of these areas, so no place is excluded, no place in the world. We have international listeners that listen from all over the world. So this is also just for everyone. So don't think if you're not just in the New Orleans area that this really is not something for you to do. Plus, we can also put our spiritual hands on it as well, too. But we are talking about a young woman at the time. She's 21 years old. Is that correct, Brother Jerome?
Yes, 21. Yes, correct.
She's 21 years old, and her name is Ruth?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Yes. Her name is Ruth Carter, and she's a student, and she was attending the Loyola?
Loyola. Yes,
Loyola University in New Orleans. And the last time that she was actually seen, she had went to a party, sort of a party, you know, college have parties. And she came back. Last time she was seen, if I'm correct of what I read, because I went to the website and took a look at some of the information, they do show cameras of her walking out of the dormitory. So she actually made it back from the party and she was at the dormitory.
No. Yeah, Miss Blue, I want to correct that. The time that she left from the dormitory was before the party. So it's like our local law enforcement agency, they're focusing on her leaving with the box from the dormitory, which the media produced. But she had done that, and my sister had spoken to her within that time. So that was like perfectly normal activity, what she did. It wasn't until she left the crawfish bar, which was like later that evening, maybe like 7, 8 o'clock, because it was almost dark.
Right.
Okay? That's when she came up missing. Okay? But what the media is projecting with the box and the surveillance video, that was before she even became a missing person.
Okay, I got it. Clarification. Okay, because that didn't kind of make a little sense, but all right. So, and people were asking for clarification in the chat room. And let me spell that last name right. And it's Ruth Carter, but she also answers to Rudy. Now, tell us about the last thing that she was wearing.
She had a pink top on, like a little halter top with, you know, some short sleeves. I think it was like tied around the waist, the stomach, something like that, a little halter top. I'm not really too familiar with female fashion, but she had the pink halter top on, and she had some black shorts on, and she was wearing some flip-flops. I mean, you know, she was going to a party, an outdoor event, so she was kind of dressed for the occasion, you know. And, you know, she's not really an outgoing type, a party type, so when my sister found out that she was attending the event, you know, it kind of shocked her, and I think her exact response was, oh, no, not you, girlfriend. She was like, yeah, I'm going to the party, crawfish ball or whatever like that. So she attended. It was at a nursery in the sense of a plant nursery, you know, not a daycare center, but, you know, a place where they sell and breed and grow plants and things like that. So it was on Ferret Street in, excuse me, uptown New Orleans. And she went there, and, you know, it was a friend of hers from 8th grade, so she was familiar with just about everybody that was there. Excuse me. And she was acquainted with the people, family, and everything like that.
So let me ask you, how did she get there? Did she drive?
Excuse me, Ms. Blue. No, she walked.
She walked. Okay.
Yeah, excuse me. Because it was only... it was only like about maybe like a mile at most, and I'm being generous, from the campus where she was living at.
Okay.
You know, she walked down the street. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
She walked down the street to the party, and like I said, you know, she went there. She was there for a little while. And then after that, like I said, that's when everything got dark, because my sister called me. She was like, you know, I ain't heard from Rudy, because that was like abnormal behavior. This is the kid that if she's
right.
in the school and she's on the interstate, she'll be like, well, look, I stopped to get a sandwich or I'm
right.
stuck in traffic. It's a blue car behind me. I'm on my way. I'm at this exit or whatever like that. So she was like, I hadn't heard from Rudy. So I was like, you know what? She don't want to be found. And I just shunned it. I shut it down. Then Sunday night, like about 10 o'clock, she called me. She was like, I still hadn't heard from Rudy, you know, and she started reaching out to a few of her close friends and calling them and things like that. And what stuck out mostly was that she called a guy, you know, and I'm not going to say his name on air, but she called, she called the guy. And the guy was like, oh, yeah. He was like, oh, you know, Rudy and I are not really good friends. We're you know, we just see each other in passing, or we're not close or whatever like that, right? So she was like, okay, all right. But he's like, any information that I can get or anything, I'll help you guys out, right? So he was like, yes, you know, we got, you know, a little
right.
comrade on our side, right? So the very next day, you know, my sister went through phone records and she was doing some things, and she come to find out that the guy had lied to us by saying that Rudy and him wasn't really close friends, you know, because phone records dictated that they had texted and talked at least 100 times in one day, you know. And so, you know, my sister being a concerned mom, being a frantic mom at the time, she went to his apartment, you know, and he had just moved the Friday of the incident. She came up missing Sunday. She came up missing Sunday, and that Friday of that weekend, he moved. So she went to the apartment, you know, she questioned him, she did some things, she asked him, you know, and she said he seemed pretty weird. You know, because it was like, you know, he was a Loyola student as well before. I think he had graduated, but, you know, he had the features of, you know, like a middle-aged adult with a full beard and, like, long hair or whatever like that. I don't know if that was a trend or
right.
anything, but, you know, it kind of, like, freaked her out a little bit, you know. So we go on to that, you know, and she deal with that, and like I said, we reached out to the local law enforcement agency, but, you know,
did the police question the man?
The police questioned the man. They asked him some things, you know, but I think it was real, excuse me, it was more like textbooks questioning, you know, something that's within their whole little area or whatever they asked. You know, it wasn't really nothing in depth or anything like that, because if it's like I said, if it was just textbooks questioning, you know, you're prepared for that. You know, a simple no would be a good lie. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be nothing extravagant. So anyway, what we did, like I said, after it became full-fledged, because that was
Sunday. Yeah, and this is what I want to tell you. I think I know what you're going to say next. Don't put that out right here.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, right? That you did.
Right, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Don't put that out. Just we'll just keep going with what's going on, but leave that part out. Yes.
Got you. No problem. But, you know, and when I had gotten to the point where, you know, I didn't really know what to do, you know, and then I was like, wait, hold on. I thought about my power, my magic, and what I possess.
Right.
I was like, why am I thinking I don't know what to do when I have everything to do, you know? And so it's like my enlightenment, you know, Brother Bilal, he's been encouraging me the whole way, you know? It's like he's texting me, he's calling me, and he's coming up with ideas, he's coming up with suggestions, and, you know, he's going through things like that, you know? And he's been guiding me the whole way. And so I said, you know what? I said, let me reach out to you,
yeah.
You know, at least just to try to get some guidance, right? And so, like, I did that, and just pushing that energy your way, you know, and I didn't really get a response. You know, I didn't really get a response in the sense of a text or a phone or an email, but I received a response because it came to me consciously. This
right.
is what you need to do. And when I did when I did that, I woke up, you know, after reaching out to you and sending the text to you, right? And I sent that energy towards you, you know, then it came to me as like, let's hire a private investigator. You know, let's hire a private investigator. So, you know, just to make a long story short, bring you up to speed right quick, we did that. We did that on Friday. And since he's been on a case, you know, he's gotten an anonymous call saying that he's seen this person, okay? And the people are calling and asking if there's a reward. So I know Ms. Blue. I know she's okay. I get that energy. I get that same energy right now, you know. But the fact that, you know, she's a little girl, she's gone, she's away from home, and I know, excuse me, everything that's happening is an influence. Everything that's happening is an influence. So I definitely got to send her some positive energy. I got to send her some peace. You know, even though she's not with me in the physical, I want to definitely send her some peace.
Well, I think definitely that's the goal here, is to really put that energy out there. I do want to, if you have a site or a place that you recommend that people go so that they can see a picture, maybe begin to circulate this picture around on some of the social network sites and different places so that they can see this picture and put it up so people can get the word out and get the energy out as well, so that they can pass this on.
Yeah, definitely. It's if you go on Facebook, and it's Nikki Carter, NICCICARTER. That's her mother's, because like I said, her social networks were deactivated. I don't know if it was intentionally or whatever, like, but we're not even focusing our energy on that. It was just gone. But if you go there, the information is up on Nikki Carter's Facebook page. And there's also NOLA.com. It's our local online resource. It's like our e-newspaper. It's NOLA.com. And they can go on there and they can just, in the search bar, type in Rudy Carter, and they're going to have all the information that you need, phone numbers, contact numbers, and different things like that, that you can definitely reach out to. There's a full color picture on both sites that I just gave you. There's not a site set up on Twitter, but there are people that's tweeting, you know, her photograph and different things like that. But, you know, like I said, and ultimately, I know there's a widespread of listeners, but, you know, the most recent information that we had just received through the PI was that there is a person of interest that the PI is investigating, that he had received a call that she was in the Mississippi area, you know. And like I'm saying, I don't know if it's, her being there, because, I mean, see, I know, you know, she's not dead. There's nothing wrong with her, but the fact that she's missing and then time is elapsing, because Elizabeth Smart was missing for 23 years, but she wasn't dead. You know, it's just the fact that she's been away from home this long, you know, and that's what we definitely need to at least try to find out, that she's okay, speak with her, and then we'll work from there. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay. So everyone can go to Nikki, N-I-C-K-K. How do you spell her name?
No, it's N-I-C-C-I.
C-C-I. Nikki. Okay.
Yeah. Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, and that's her Facebook handle. And you can go on there, and you're going to find all the information, the contact information, a picture, and different things like that. And for those that don't Facebook, There's NOLA.com. It's acronym for NewOrleansLouisiana.com, and it's the local internet newspaper that you can go on there, and once you go in the search bar, you can type in Rudy Carter, and they give you all the information that you need from there, you know. And as of right now, we have a $5,000 reward out for, you know, and I mean, the money is not an issue at all, you know. No questions involved. Everything is done in confidentiality. So you can definitely call in if you got any information.
Do you have that number to give out to people if they have information?
Yes, mm-hmm. We definitely do. It. Area code 504-302-8884. That's her mom number. That's her direct mom number. My number is area code 770-827-6050, and NOPD number is 822-2222. So that's three numbers. You know, it really doesn't matter who you contact. You know, and like I said, we just looking for it. Any information that you have, you know, on our whereabouts. You know.
Okay. Well, yeah. I definitely thank you so much for coming on and sharing that. I'll have an offline discussion with you as well and talk to you as well, too. What we're going to do right now while we have the listening ear of the remix and for this show right now or for this show, if someone's listening to the archives, normally we do our little remix dance and we sort of kind of raise the energy up there. And we do that at the beginning, but we're actually going to be raising the energy up and we're going to do it right now. And one of the focuses that I would like to sort of kind of suggest, and I know the remix family will have no problem doing this, is really sending your energy so that Rudy, wherever she is, that she can be returned back home safe and so that she can begin to make some good decisions about what is going on. And if someone is holding her against her free will, and we're not talking about maybe the free will that sometimes can happen when someone gets into your mind, but her free will of what her higher self knows, that she is returned back home safe and so that she can continue to pursue her life and her dreams as they so be for her. So this is what we're going to do. And I'm going to right now for you, Brother Jerome, I'm going to put you on mute right now, but you'll still be on the phone line. So, you know, I want to thank you definitely for reaching out and definitely coming on and sending lots of peace and blessings and healings towards your family as well. And we'll talk about some other things shortly here. So Sister Manya or myself will definitely be getting in touch with you on Monday.
No problem. And once again, I want to thank you for being concerned, for taking this time out to use this opportunity, this platform, to reach out to this, because, you know, it could be any of us, you know. But we definitely appreciate this, Ms. Blue.
Well, thank you. We definitely know that matter comes from the Latin word mater, which is mother. And so we never separate our spirits from our matter. So all of those things that we're gatekeepers over, we should be gatekeepers over. This was one of the blue blast talks that blue crystals I just put out earlier this week. And so whether that be family or friends, you know, our homes where we live, our bodies, temples, we need to definitely be gatekeepers over that. So hold the line, and we're going to continue. We're live, everyone, here in the remix, and this is what we're going to do. And you can do this for yourself. So there may be many situations in your life that you actually just want to turn up the light on. And I kind of named the show Turn Up the Light in here because there are some things that we definitely need to see. We need to shine the light on, and we need to begin to see. And so I want to encourage everyone, unless you're driving, you know, I always say that, but to stand up. And I want you in your very own authentic way to begin to not only turn up the light for yourself, but also turn up the light for Rudy Carter, so that we can begin to turn up the light and shine that light, so that energy can be focused on there and so that she can be returned home safely. And I want you to turn up the light on yourself. So this is what we're going to dedicate this song for. So I want you to get up. I don't know if Esther's in the building. I know she's somewhere, but we're going to turn up the light for everyone, those seen and unseen, because we see you. And we're going to just turn up the light in here, and that's what we're going to do right now. So here we go. We're going to listen to the song, and I want you to feel free to move. We're going to talk about it afterwards as we continue here live in the remix.
All of the light, all of the light.
Want you to see everything, want you to see all of the light.
Guys can hear me. Okay, there we go. Oh, wow. That was nice. Turn up the lights, everyone. Turn up the lights. And definitely we want to make sure that we turn up the lights for Rudy Carter. And so for those of you looking for more information, or if you know of any information, please make sure that you do reach out. One of the places you can go to get a picture, pass it around, put it up on your social network sites. Anywhere that you can find it, definitely you want to do that. And you want to do that as well. And so for everyone who's in there, definitely put some hearts, all the hearts that are going out in the room that have shined the light for Ruth Carter. And so www.nola.com, and you can search for Rudy Carter. And you'll be able to see a picture of this beautiful young lady, who is the brother that's on the line right now, Brother Jerome. It is his niece. And so I just want to thank you again for coming on and sharing this. We'll keep everybody abreast and let them know as things continue to progress until she's safe and home. Okay. I think he's there with me. I'm not sure if the brother's on the line with me. Brother Jerome? Maybe he's not. He might have stepped away for a minute. Okay, so now 646-652-2711. There it is. Turn up the lights. That's right. Turn up the lights. That's right. We need to shine some light. So thank you to each and every one of you that were here. For those of you just joining us, definitely you want to download the show and you want to pass the information on. I am going to go to the phone lines. It looks like somebody is calling in and see what they have to say. Calling in, it looks like from area code 200. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, peace and greetings. Who's calling, please?
This is Gerald Laird.
Okay. Greetings to you.
So how's it going?
It's going fine, Gerald. Did you have something you wanted to share? And hold on. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second for me, Gerald, because I want to let you know a couple of things before you say what you have to say. And that is, I can see you. I know where you're calling from. I know the number you're calling from. The real number. So I know that you wanted to share something in this very sensitive time here that we're talking about a missing young lady. And if that is what you want to share, you can do that. You can do that.
I think I got the wrong number, actually.
Yes, I think you do. Peace and blessings. All right. See how that works? You turn up the lights, and look what gets to crawling out. Look what crawls out when you turn up the lights. I love it. It shows that magic is real. You guys know your magic, and it's beautiful. I love it. Love it. That's how powerful that was. Wow. Wow. Beautiful. So listen up, Remix family, because we got a lot of things that are going on. That's going on. Wow. When you cut on the lights, I'm telling you, when you cut on the lights, all kinds of things happen. I'm telling you, know your magic, people. Know your magic. Definitely. Know your magic. Yes, know your magic. That's what happens when you turn on the lights. That's exactly what happens. All kinds of things get the crawling out in the dark when you do that. So now, I want to go back to the brother Jerome and see if he is if he's still on the line. Let's see. Peace, brother Jerome. Let me see if I can get him. Peace, brother Jerome.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. I apologize for that. See what happened?
Yeah.
See how the energy's moving? You know it's real. It's out there. It's out there. When you cut on the lights, all kinds of things come up. All kinds
of
things.
That's it. I already know. I already know. I know the power of the light, man. I've been
I'm telling you, it's that. But the thing about it is, it's like, you know, when you're dealing with that light, and then you go in terms with that whole pineal gland, you know what I'm saying? The light bulb, the bulb is shaped like a head. You got to, you know, click that switch, go to thinking, man. You go to thinking, man.
Yeah. The true power of what most people don't know is that the light is really the dark, is really darkness, you know?
Yeah.
They're trying to turn up the light. We are turning on the light, but we're turning on the light to those that are afraid of the dark. Let me not get cryptid. Let me not get cryptid tonight. But the energy is definitely out there, and that's all that we wanted to do. We wanted to turn up the light, and so the light is there. Here's what I'm going to say. You got to know, Remix people, I mean, this show was done at the last minute, and there's over hundreds of people listening right now, just like that. And just like that, just like that. Everybody's here. Everybody's here. I see more of the people who are really in the light that's afraid of the dark that's actually on the phone lines. And they're waiting to say something because that is the goal of those that are scared of the dark. They want to come into the – they want the light, you know, but they're afraid of the dark. See, we're not afraid of the dark here. We live in the dark. We understand – the melanin, we understand about the power and the energy of it. We understand about it. So I'll just say this to you, and you know who you are because you're still on the phone lines there. It's a couple of you. I want you to know that if you're afraid of the dark, you don't want to be over here. Because, see, we're not scared of the dark over here. And I can see you because we've turned on the lights, you know. So we're not scared of you, you know. But we realized that when we raised that energy just now, what was going to happen? You know, we see what happened. So 646, 652, 2711, this is great, great confirmation. Keep sending that energy to the young lady, Rudy, and definitely so we can begin to bring her home. So there it is.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, absolutely, Ms. Blue. And I want to take this opportunity ultimately to thank you for what you've done, you know, and for the energy that you've created right now, because we know that energy is transformed.
Yeah.
You know, you can't make energy is transformed, you know. And you know, we've been a big fan, we've been doing some things right now. I have my brother right now, Bilal, you with me?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Miss Blue?
Oh, greetings to you. I just love this. Can I say your name again? Bilal.
Bilal is B-A-L-A-H.
Bilal. Bilal, Bilal.
Bilal. Yes, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. All right. Good to hear from you guys. And definitely, I thank you, brothers, for coming on. And, you know, I'm definitely going to stay in touch. We're all going to stay in touch and do things. And we've definitely raised the energy. So we can see, you know, confirmation is right there. And everyone's putting up things for Rudy in the chat room. So the Remix family, they really do their work, you know. So.
Well, let me tell you one thing, Ms. Blue. I was pretty fascinated when you was talking about the zombies rising.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, but you know what it really is, Baron Zombies rising.
Well, you know,
the zombie.
Right. I think Baron Zombie has never stopped rising.
No. He always been here. You know, they just really taking notice that we becoming conscious of it. That's all it is.
Yes, yes. And Brother Bobby Hemmings is actually going to be coming back on. And so, you know, we're going to be doing up. And Brother Panic is coming back on. So we're turning up.
Beautiful.
You know. Yeah, we're really kind of doing it up.
Thank you. We love what you do. Pretty, really appreciate it. Thank you.
And likewise, peace and love to you guys. Hang around. We still got some more time to go. Got a couple of zombies on the line, too. You know, they just don't want to be, you know, they really don't know that we're not afraid of the dark, you know.
There you go. Okay.
Right. Well, peace and love here. All right, fam, that's it. We're doing it here in the Remix. If you guys want to keep going, we can do that. I'm going to open up the phone lines, like I said. You know, when spirit comes to you, we know this. When that energy comes to you, you know that when you get ready to flip some things over, shake some things up, you already know what's coming out. You understand? We know that. So we're all prepared for it. The question is, are you prepared for it? Right? I say, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay, so we're going to go to the phone lines. And I'm going to, you know, like I said, I can see you. Know that I can do that. And the lights are turned up. So I need you to, if you're going to call in and you've got something you want to say and you're part of the Remix family, definitely say it. And then if you decide to say something and maybe, I don't know, maybe something else that you want to say, you can say that too. Just know that we've already turned up the lights. And so the lights are on you. They're on you. This isn't a place that we play. So if you guys want to play, you know where to go play. This ain't it. Come on now. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go to the phone lines. Looks like someone's calling in from area code 404. You're live in the Remix. You want to tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
My name's Alex. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
What's up, Alex? How are you?
Doing good, Miss Blue. It's my first time calling. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Alex, there's so much energy going on tonight. If you don't scoop you about three cups of this, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's what I'm calling. I'm calling to see how's my energy feel coming off right now. That's okay. What I need to know. In my transition.
In your transition, you're going through a little bit of a transition.
Transition in life right now, a big transition. I got a lot of knowledge from you and Bro Panic and Bobby Hemmett. I'm young. I'm like 23, and this being able to see from both sides of perspectives of basically being dead and being conscious in this in between, and being able to see in my family and all the surroundings and just being able to put, like Jerome was talking about, being able to put conscious people in your life. That's the transition I'm going through right now, seeing
right.
All that.
Okay, well, beautiful. Here's some things that I want to tell you. I'm going to give you, like, a short little reading here so you can kind of put these things together, and you'll know exactly where they begin to line themselves up. The number one thing that I want you to focus on, and what was your – tell me your name again one more time.
Alex.
Alex, yes. Love that name, Alex. Alex. Well, Alex, here's a couple of things I want you to focus on. The number one thing that I want you to think about and focus on, it has to do with communication with you. It has a lot to do with communication. You have a very, very big heart. So when I tap into your energy, I don't have to worry about how you love other people because you do that very well. But I do have to worry about how they love you because that's where the miscommunication sort of goes wrong. Correct?
Woo-wee. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, this is where that communication sometimes gets a little distorted and it gets a little twisted. But I want you to focus on, here's a couple of things I want you to focus on, because you have a real hard time when you have sort of this energy with you that you're carrying right now. You have a hard time when it comes to listening. Not to what other people say to you, but it is, you're very tone sensitive, and a lot of brothers are, very tone sensitive, meaning that if it's said a certain way or done a certain way, it can shift your energy, and it really takes you into a different dimension almost. And it's a little hard for you to pull yourself back when that happens a little too much, especially when it comes to in the environment of work, where you work, this type of thing, when you earn money, when you're in this. But I do see some changes coming up for you in the next months. I see that you've been thinking about moving or making a change. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I was about to move to Florida.
Yes. Here's what I'm going to say for you. I want you to just hold that thought because there is going to be a couple of changes that come up within the next couple of weeks that really is going to be for the better for you. It's going to help you to make a better decision about what you're going to do, where you're going to move, how you're going to do it. Because even though you have it planned, it's not completely planned out, and you found out some things recently that kind of shift whether or not you even need to do that. Correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So some things I want you to focus on, I want you to think about the communication. I want you to sit down, make a list, Alex. Make a list of all the people in your life, one of the things that I talked about on the Know Your Magic line was about just really getting in and tapping into the energy of matter, of understanding those things that we're gatekeepers over, that we are gatekeepers over, that you really, that is about those things in your life matter. I want you to make a list about that. And I want you to think about how that communication goes back and forth between you and between them. And it's not so much about you telling them anything, but it is about you shifting about how you would like for them to communicate with you, you see, from it. And once you make that shift from within, what's going to happen is you're going to see that energy just flow, and it's going to change your whole perspective. The move, I want you to kind of give that a little bit more thought, because there's going to be some things that come up that really, I see some great things happening for you. One of the things that people will tell you about Ms. Lou, I suck when it comes to time. I do.
Yeah, I do.
Because sometimes I can't tell the difference between the past, present, and future, because they all live in the same space with me. But,
yeah,
but
I feel.
Yes. But I will tell you this. A couple of months, things are going to shift for you, for the better. But now I want you to really begin to think about the communication aspect and how you take that. Write down those things in your life that matter to you. Those things that are really close to your heart and to your spirit, and really begin to change how you see that. See it not through your human eyes, but through your spiritual eyes. And it's going to give you a totally different perspective.
And the crazy part about that is that that's what I was just working on with myself, is the correlation between how things make me feel. Like, I remember you was talking about on the energizing spaces, and even some material things. How does this make me feel? How does that make me feel? And I'm going through communication and just learning, you saying that I have a big heart. And that is that's what me and my girlfriend was just talking about. Like, it's like you got the big heart, but don't nobody know how to love you the same way you love. So you always getting handed the shorter end of the stick. And so that's been, like, lacking with the communication, like, between my family. Because that's what I was saying in the transition of me finding my my light, seeking this knowledge. My family has really taken a toll on me, because hardcore Christians, like, we from West Africa. So, like, I try to talk to them and say, like, basically, not try to coerce them and say, hey, follow me, because I'm still learning. I'm just saying, please don't come to me in this type of manner and with this Jesus template and these templates. And when I'm trying to see past that, so then the communication has been cut off. And that's really one of the big things that matter to me in my life is family.
Right. And this is what I want to tell you. See past that. You see, one of the things about coming into this knowledge, and you'll find this to be true, Alex, as you continue to go on, is that really there is no need. That's your family, like you said, because you love your family. That's important to you. That doesn't have to be an obstacle, because they see something in a particular template and you can see it in another template. I really, truly hold true to this. Those of us who know is the ones who's responsible. So you can still love your mother, your father, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters, even if you don't think the same. You understand what I'm saying? Because you need to begin to think through your spiritual eyes and not through your human eyes. And then their tone will set different. Because really what they're trying to tell you is that they love you. And so you can talk about other things, and you can show them how much you love them, you see. And that's where the real magic comes in. That's where the magic is. No struggle, the magic. This is all about communication. Spirit showed it. I seen it clear as day when you came up so eloquently, brother, very well spoken, you know, strong warrior in your sense, very intuitive, brother, as well. So you can feel that energy when it's coming on, and that's when you shift it. You shift it. You already know. Shift it.
Manipulate it.
Yes. All right.
It's Blue. It's love to you. You make
sure
you have a good night, okay?
Yes, and you make sure you come back and let us know how it goes, too, okay?
I definitely be in touch.
All right, peace and love to you.
All right, bye.
All right, that was beautiful. We're going to continue on. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 754. You're live in a remix. You want to tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I'm calling from Broward, Florida. My name is Ma'at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like my slave name, and I was interested in getting a little bit of information.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see. Hold on one second. I'm sorry, Ma'at. I don't know why people are... I don't know why they texted me and doing that. They know I'm doing a show. Okay, so here we go. Ma'at. Let's see what's going on with you, Brother Ma'at. And you're calling Florida. How is the weather down there?
The weather is sunny. It's beautiful. It's hot in the afternoon, so I stimulate my pineal gland, and it's cool at night, so I cool off.
I love that. That's a great description and perfect for you, because here's what I'll tell you. The first thing that came with you is a lot of creative energy. You're a very creative brother. Not just your average creativity. You got a whole lot of creativity. Whole lot of creativity within you. If I had to look at you and begin to take a look at what I pick up, what I see, what I feel, is I get a sense that you have a lot of green light around you. Green light means a lot of things. One of the things that green light is also connected with, of course, it has a lot to do with communication. A lot of people don't see it that way, but it is. It's about growth, and it's about communication. And you have a very strong green color. So what that strong green color means, that wherever you go, whoever you're around, whenever you're close to them, they feel better. They feel like they're healed. Have people told you that before?
Everyone tells me that.
Yeah. You're definitely a healer. You're definitely a healer. I mean, we're all our own healers in our own right, but this is truly about a lot of you, your passion, and your calling is definitely to heal. And one of the ways that you would heal is going to be through your communication. Now, we know that everything has two sides to it. So let me tell you the other side, okay? I'll tell you that. That sort of kind of gives
the
you...
bad some... side?
No, there's no such thing as bad side. Just a little bit of challenges. Okay. Sometimes challenges will come up. But when you have this green light, a lot of strong green light, a lot of things that also happen... I'm laughing at people in the chat room, because what happened, I don't know if you were here earlier, but we actually turned up the light, and we just raised the energy. We put all of our energy together, and it sent this vibration out into the universe, and all of a sudden it just shocked people, and they came flying over here, flying. It shocked them. And they had no other choice. They had no other choice but to come over here. They have nothing else to do with their energy but to try to come and disrupt, because that's what happens when that kind of force, that light comes upon you. Because if you're truly doing your work, you're not going to be wasting time where you're not needed. That's an interesting thought. Yes. So the light got turned up and all kinds of things is happening. So anyway, I just have to share that because there's some interesting things going on in the chat room here. But let me go back to you. Here is the other thing. And I'm going to let them stay there for a minute. Yes, I'm going to do my work. Thank you, everyone. But I just wanted to kind of put that energy out. Just keep it going. You know, sometimes I can be a little bad. But anyway, with the green light, here's one of the things I want you to be, I don't say careful with, because that's not a word. You don't have to be careful. But bring in the balance. And also, I think this is one of the reasons why Ma'at is your name. It's that constant reminder. Because sometimes you get so engrossed in working, helping, and healing.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe.
Yes, okay. you can get so focused that days and time will just escape you. And there are some real things that you need to definitely take care of. You need to take care of. And these are not going to be things like taking care of yourself, because you take care of yourself very well. So that's not your issue. But like things like your bills, your house, your place where you stay, taking care of those things, putting them in order. sometimes they become, they don't mean anything to you because you're so focused. Remember, you have to be Clark Kent and Superman. And so you are that healer, and you can incorporate that in a holistic way. Stay balanced in your name of Mayat and stay true to that. And make sure that you recognize that all of these things around you is an extension of who you are as that healer. And so for you to amplify your healing, that includes you healing your sacred space. That includes you healing those papers. That includes you healing all of those books you have stacked up. That includes taking care of those clothes you were going to take care of. That's all of that is going to enhance your healing.
Okay.
Okay.
By talking to me, can you tell me what my zodiac sign is?
I don't really do the zodiac so much, and let me tell you why. Because through our growth and our transformation, even though we may have started out as a Virgo, a Cancer, an Aquarian, that changes with us. That's the rise. And so sometimes that's not always true. Is there some principles? That's a very exact science. So I'm not knocking that science. But I think that if you focus too much energy there, what you've done is locked yourself in a box. And so by expanding past that, you can use that as a part of your toolkit, you see, but not to lock yourself in. So never it should be the case that I do this because I'm a Virgo. I do this because I'm an Aquarian. It should never be that.
Oh, no. Those just serve as clues.
Right.
Who we can be.
Yes, it is. It isn't a very, very exact science, but I think a lot of the time, that's not my expertise. When I give you, because I do touch on, I believe that a lot of that science of the time that we actually brought energy to the planet is very, very exact. It is. And it's something that stays with us that is a part of our authentic blueprint. I believe that. And we do carry those things with us. But what happens sometimes is because it's been distorted throughout the time, I don't really lock you into that sign. I lock you into the energy. So I'm not as abreast on telling you if you're a Virgo or Sagittarius. If you put that chart in front of me, I couldn't tell you that. But I could tell you where your energy lies based upon when you come to the planet, you see. Mm-hmm.
So you could feel my energy by hearing my voice, or is it my presence on the phone, or what?
It's a combination of all of those things. All of those things. I mean, you do some of this work yourself. You know that, don't you?
I analyze people.
Well, we all should analyze people at this stage. Just make sure we take it to the whole. I take it more on the holistic side and take it out that left brain. I don't put you in pieces. I take you in whole. And so that's the difference in how I do my work. I don't necessarily analyze. I bring you together in the whole. And so, my beautiful brother, that's what I have to say for you.
Hold on. I have one more question. Earlier, I heard you say the light is the darkness, correct?
I said that the light is truly what we're doing is turning it up, but the light is truly the darkness. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. You don't have to worry about me. I study melanin. You know, I know what you're implying. But if the light is the darkness, then what is the light?
You are the light, and you're both the darkness and the light.
Okay. So you're talking about the truth right now.
Well, the truth can be debated, but I'm not going to stay on here and debate it with you, baby. I got 34
right.
minutes live for people. We can have this conversation in a session. We're
okay.
not going to get this right here. But, yeah, the truth can be debated. My truth is real. Your truth is real. Everybody's truth is real. I don't debate anybody's truth. It's not to be debated. How could it be? How could the truth be debated? It can't. The truth can't be debated. I could tell you right now that an orange soda is the perfect thing for my body. It could kill you. That's my truth. You have your truth. Why would I even want to impose upon your truth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pre-thought system.
That's coming. That's coming. Now
she said he loves you.
Oh, love you too.
I love you too.
Yes.
I'm gonna try
well,
to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try
Go
to
ahead.
Stay on.
Okay. Well, beautiful.
What time do you guys usually on? Sundays or?
Well, yeah. Normally, see, this is the thing. I did a special show today. Today, normally on Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Friday nights, 9 p.m. 10 p.m., excuse me, Eastern Standard Time. Yes.
Okay, so if I come on again, will you be able to recognize me even if I change my voice? Because I'm really good at that.
Well, even if you change your voice, your energy stays the same. We all have authentic blueprints. Whether or not I recognize you is not what you need to worry about. It is that individual that's in your life that you need them to recognize you, because sometimes they have a hard time.
Okay.
All right. So peace and love to you.
Love and light to you, then.
Thank you for calling in.
You're very welcome.
Peace. All right, you guys, we're going to continue. We have about 32 minutes left to go in the form. Oh, Nancy's in the house, our legal analyst. What an amazing night it is. It's so good to see you. Peace and love to you, Nancy. Wow, you guys are still up on a Sunday night. Can we believe it? I see you, H3 Haru. I see you. Okay, so let's see. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in. Calling in, let's see. Calling in from area code 757. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Queen Sheba calling from Virginia Beach. I want to give out love to the family of Ruth Carter.
Yes, thank you, Queen Sheba. How have you been? And yes, the brothers are still on listening, and we are sending that energy out in a very positive way. And thank you so much for calling in to do that. That's beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but the vibes that when we did the light, when we did the light for her,
yes.
I felt something that it was, ooh, it was shaky, but it was like this person had, he was medium tall with gray beard and gray long hair.
Mm. All right. That's what's up, Queen. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's energy I felt, and it felt like, and in the vehicle that I saw in that meditation was, it was like a gray van.
Okay, all right, that's what's up. All right.
And you'll let the energy and let the Most High and our ancestors just bring me the vibes, you know, for what's going on, because this is ridiculous. They won't leave our people alone. They're getting them in a kind of way. And one thing they need to be checking out, they got a lot of camps all over the place. They need to check out and make sure that she ain't in none of them camps.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, yes. Definitely.
But they got camps in California. They got them all over the place, and people just be disappearing. They put them in them, what they call them camps, them detention camps, but they're another name for those camps.
Right, yes, all
they
right. Well, yes. That is so true. That is so true. Thank you so much. It's always an honor to hear you call into the remix and to share with us as well. Let me ask you guys a question in the chat room. Are we going to keep growing? Because we are growing over 100 and something people in the chat, almost 100 on the phone. It's a lot of people out here. We have about 29 minutes left to go in the forum. Do you guys want to keep going? Put a heart in the room if you want to keep going, or if we're just going to shut it down and we're going to shut it down. I mean, it's just getting crazy by the minute, by the minute.
Yeah, we need to keep going because we need to get it out there. We need to get it going all over the world. Even the person who got her need to know that they got her, and everybody know that they got her.
Right. Well, beautiful. We have a lot of things. Okay, it looks like we're going to keep going, so I guess I'll extend the show, and I'll see what I can do to extend the show so that we can keep the light going, keep the energy going tonight, and will do that. I just want to tell you, it's just I can't look in the chat room because it's so funny to me that I knew once we turned the light up, all kinds of things would come out, you know? Oh, wow. It is too funny, family. It is too funny. But we have some things while I have everyone's attention. I want to tell you guys this. Brother Bobby Hemmett is going to be coming on. He's going to be coming on the 10th. So mark the date. That's Friday. That's next week, Friday. Brother Bobby Hemmett is going to be on. And then that Sunday night, Brother Pack is coming. Can we talk about the light? And I'm really trying to get Siba Haru to come back on. We're going to get, also I spoke with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. She's going to be visiting us back, and a whole slew of others. I want Brother Umar Johnson to come back on. So we have a lot of light that we're going to be turning up from all over the place. I'm going to be doing a share, and we're just going to keep turning up the light. Just keep turning it up. Yes, it is. Just Being Real said it's real crazy, but we can handle it. Yes. It's training night. That's what I need to play. It's training night in the remix. We should do. We should call this training night. This is training night because when you turn up the light, and let me be a little bit serious here. But Queen, I want to thank you. It's always an honor to hear you, to have you call in, and definitely share what Spirit has shown you tonight. So I thank you for that as well, too. For doing that. So thank you for calling in. Stay on the line with us, okay? Continue to listen in as we continue here in the remix, okay?
All right.
Well, peace and love. All right. So, no, I want to be serious because some of us may recognize that when we begin to really get into our work, our studies, our work, when we begin to really face these things and take a look at them, what happens is a lot of things begin to change in our world. A lot of things begin to change in our world. They begin to reflect and they begin to change. And you can see that. There's a link, and I'm going to be able to show you guys this link, and it tells you about the psychology of people and their online behaviors. Because what happens is when people are sad, they're hurting, and they're miserable, they try to do things to disrupt things. They cannot find that sense of happy chaos in their own life. You know, it's almost like getting in your car, if you can imagine this, and driving all the way over to somebody's house to bang on their door, to wake them up in the middle of the night and disrupt them, and then turn around and say, I'm happy with my life. I love who I am. I believe in myself. Then what are you doing here? What are you doing here? So the question is, a lot of times you'll see this online behavior. People will do these things, you know. They'll do these things. They'll start to, yes, I did say that chaos. I said happy chaos. Happy chaos, happy peace, you know, because it's always going to be that structure or in structure that happens in your life at the same time. But they're always going to come where they feel like people, it's just like little kids at the playground. When everybody's having fun in a ball, this kid comes over and wants to throw something at you. And the reason he wants to throw something at you is because he's angry at himself, you see. Because if he really had some positive things to do to advance himself or herself, they would be off on their own. They would be off doing their own work. They wouldn't be over here. Why would you go to a party you're not invited to? What are you doing here? Go pull your panties up or your drawers or both if you wear them and go somewhere and party by yourself. Just do that. All right, we're going to continue. We're going to continue. We're going to continue. We're live in the remix. We're live in the remix, and we thank you guys. We thank you guys for coming and giving us energy. Mm-hmm. I know, but you can just ignore them. I could kick them all out the room, but, you know, they spend so much energy, they just log themselves back in, log themselves back in. You know, just keep coming back. They come back because this is really where they want to be, but they're afraid to say it. You know, it's unfortunate that their life has not set them free enough that they actually can be who they are and be authentic and real in that. And that's unfortunate, but, you know, hey, you know, everybody has a job to do. Such a wonderful world that we live in. Mm-hmm. Such a wonderful world that we live in. Such a wonderful world that we live in. So we're going to continue. We're going to continue, and unfortunately, these are, I don't even want to say who some of these people are. I'm going to let them have their privacy. Okay, so here we go, you guys. Let's continue to talk about, here's a good question, because I want to shift the energy a little bit here. I want to know, what is your favorite remix show? This is a conversation I was actually having. I want to know, what is your best remix show that you've ever listened to, been a part of, and you've been on? I want you guys to call in, and I want you to tell me, what is your most memorable remix show? It's been so many brothers and sisters. Okay, this person is really ignoring me, and I just got to kick them out. I mean, that's enough already. But anyway, so what is your favorite of all time remix show? I want to hear that. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And let me see how I can get back so that we can. I don't know if let me ask this person if they want to be here, because if you don't want to be here, then I can help you leave. But I want to know. I hear some people say, Brother Bobby Panic. Okay. Then settle down. If you want to be here and this is funny to you, I need you to settle down, or else I'm just going to have you to leave. So I don't mind if you stay, because I believe you have some good energy. You can. I understand you need a little bit of attention, but, you know, you can stay, and I'm glad it's funny to you, but, you know, come on, let's be real. Enough is enough. Everybody here is over five. All right, so here we go. Dr. Naeem Akbar, Brother Bobby Hemmett, Brother Panic, Miss Blue, I Grow, You Grow, Mr. Anderson. What else is your favorite, Mundane Thought versus Spiritual Alchemy? Dr. Scott Whitaker, Brother Wayne Chandler, Brother Umar Johnson, who else? Yeah, Medicines. Let's be real, people. Sounds like the pot calling the kettle black. Hello, this pot is, it's my show. I get to do that. That's why it's called my show. I guess you don't want to be here. All right, no problem. All right, so I'm going to go to the phone lines because I really want to hear. Inception breakdown. Yes, that's great. Let's see who else. What else is one of the other great? Albert Taylor. Yes, Dr. Albert Taylor was an excellent show. I'm going to go to the phone lines and see who else is on here so that they can share with us one of their favorite remix shows. Let's see. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 860. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Turn your speakers down for me, please.
It should be down. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, it's Jason from Connecticut. How are you?
I'm fine, Jason. I had to catch your vibration. You almost got the...
Okay, I realized it was you.
I realized it was you. No. It was on my end, Jason. It's not you. Okay, so yes, Jason, tell me your favorite remix show.
It's kind of hard because I was in the chat room. I was typing in Wayne Chandler, Albert Taylor, Bobby Hemmett. It's really hard to like really narrow it down to like just one show, because I feel like, you know, all the shows that you do are always, you know, they always have different topics, but they're always very unique in their own right. So for me personally, it's very, very hard to say, you know, this one particular show was my absolute favorite, because I find that they're all so important in you know, my transformation process. So it's really hard to kind of narrow it down.
Yeah, that's what I say, too. It is kind of hard for me. I like them all. I'm going to tell you guys some of my favorite, and I want to do a show like this again. And this is What Do Black Women Really Think and What Do Black Men Really Think? That's an excellent share. It's one of my earlier shares, but it was a panel of women that was on. Oh, I'm getting a bad echo. I'm sorry. And it was a panel of women, and actually Thelma from Good Times was actually one of the women on the panel. It was an interesting share. It was. But I love all the shares from Bobby, Panic, and all of them. Beautiful, amazing. So
they're
no,
all really,
yeah,
I love
they're
all of them.
Really good. I think they're all really good. Even some of the new people who've come on, and I can't even name them all. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think they're all amazing. So, and even our chat and chill.
All of them. So I mean, I think it's, you know, it's definitely one of those things that keep doing exactly what you've been doing. I mean, even if you think about it too, we were supposed to have Dr. Aleem Bey last week, and he didn't show up for.
Right.
I'm sure he had his reasons. Even that show, we didn't have the guest come on, but it turned into a really good share.
Right.
So, you know, even if you don't have a specific guest, so I definitely don't have one show in particular. I think they're all just excellent when it comes to, you know, my personal transformation. I've gained a lot of information from them.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think so, too. Thank you for that. Thank you.
No problem. I just had one quick question, or maybe your opinion, while I have you on the phone. I have a question about, you know, what do you suggest in terms of dealing with people in the world? Like people who you've been friends with for a long time, and as you grow on your own transformation, you realize that, you know, you're starting to change, but everybody else around you is just staying the same. You know, how do you cope with that? And another question I had, I'm just going to ask them both at the same time, so just to kind of, in the interest of time, another subject was that I wanted to find out about was the subject of, like, psychedelics.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about those? So those are my two questions, and then, you know, you can, I'm sure there's a lot of people on the phone waiting.
I'm trying to find somebody really quick. Yeah, okay. All right. There we go. Okay, say it again.
Okay, yeah. My question was about how do you deal with, you know, people that you've been friends with for a long time. I know me personally, I've been doing a lot of work, and I've been making a lot of changes in my life when it comes to spiritual development. But a lot of people that I've been friends with for a long time just kind of, you know, they seem to be staying the same. So it's like when I hang around them, they're talking about things that I don't even find interesting anymore. And it's very hard to really hang around a lot of these people anymore. It's a very lonely. I have no interest anymore in certain people. That I've been friends for a long time.
And sometimes that's a very good question and one I've had to deal with myself. But here's what I'll tell you, is that sometimes you have to remove yourself from looking at it just from who they are. Because remember, your energy, their energy is still the same. Even though you guys may have gone different ways, you may have a different way of understanding, but in your heart of hearts, if they're friends that you love and you care about, sometimes you should be able to tolerate them, first of all. And just try to talk about those things that friends talk about. French fries and basketball. You know, you know, talk about those things that you guys used to talk about. Whatever it is you had in common, whether it was playing video games, if it was sometimes hanging out with each other, whatever those real things is, continue to do that. You know, because you don't never want to lose friends over this knowledge. It happens sometimes. You know what I mean? It does happen. But you don't want to have to lose friends if you don't have to. I have a lot of friends that are not, and I hate to say that word because at this point in the game, everybody's conscious. But you know what I mean. They don't really necessarily think the way I do, but who does? I mean, there's even people in the conscious community that don't think the way I do. And so what? They're not supposed to. That's why we're all unique and different. And
right.
So you try to, if you go more towards those things that you have in common and really come from that place of your heart, then a lot of things won't become an obstacle for you. It won't. You'll get to hang out with your friends and you'll get to still have fun and do that. Now, some of them may decide to depart from you, but you don't necessarily have to make that distinction with them unless it becomes sort of that argument.
Okay, okay. And that's what I've been trying to do. And lastly, my other question was about psychedelics, whether you had an opinion on them, because, you know, in my studies, I feel like for all the information I've been studying in the conscious community, I just feel like the goal for everyone really is to connect with spirit. And I feel like I have a block when it comes to, like, my meditation. So I was curious about what you thought of psychedelics. Like, you know, I've been looking into things like DMT and other shamanic herbs and things of that nature. So I was curious whether you knew anything about them or had an opinion on them.
Well, my opinion is, for me, the DMT thing, I'm not doing anything at this part that man has been able to alter and put their hands into and entrust that in my body. Because there's too many natural ways that you can achieve those things that you need to achieve without doing DMT. One of the biggest challenges for you is that you have to begin to learn how to move out of your own way, because you do process things and you're very analytical. And so what happens is you talk yourself out of your own magic, so to speak. And so you try to find a logical reason to explain why everything is existing or happening, and therefore it takes away from the point of it actually happening. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, actually, because I even talk myself out of my meditation sometimes.
Yes. So one of the things I would recommend you get, the Panic Pack, is excellent. I heard you talk about some other things that you've been working with that really work. And so a good thing to do is to make a list of those times that you really begin to trust. Because what we're talking about, and whether we call it psychic powers, intuition, I believe that every single person can do what I do or anybody else does. You'll hear myself, you'll hear everybody, Bobby Hemmett, Panic, everyone who comes on will tell you that. We all have the ability to do it. I don't think I'm doing anything special. But one thing you have to do is relax that mental mind of yours. Relax it. And finding that way to relax, and sometimes that way to relax is to stop studying for a minute. Not that you can ever stop studying, because you have to satisfy, as Brother Panic would say, the intellect side. You have to satisfy that. But there is times that you need to sit down and maybe watch cartoons and not think about trying to be something that you already are. So don't try to be spiritual. Don't try to be psychic. Don't try to be doing any of these things. And I'm still getting that echo from you. I'm not quite sure why. If you have an earpiece in or a speakerphone, that's going to do it.
Okay.
Yes.
That might be better now, but.
Yes, that is. So the number one thing that you can do is definitely stop trying to be what you are. Just stop trying. Stop trying to do it. Relax, you know, go outside. Go do something that's fun for you. You know, something that's fun for you. Something that you enjoy doing. Something that's fun. Whether it's hang out with your friends, like I said, and get a milkshake and just laugh about what you've seen on TV. Whatever that is for you. And really begin to be present. How you can identify and connect yourself with magic is to be present in the now. When we're so focused on the future or we're so focused on the past, we miss those blessings of what is right before us, because that is magic. Everything that we do is magic.
Okay,
everything
okay.
that you do is magic. Yes.
I'm so glad you said that, because I had the thought today. I was like, I got to go out and get that book, you know, Eckhart Tolle, the Power of Now, because I feel like that was my biggest problem. I was going to go to Barnes & Noble to get that book today.
And
it's funny that you said that.
If that calls you, do it, because it is going to be different for all of us. You know what I mean? If that is something that is calling you to do that, then that's what you need to do. You need to definitely go get it. You need to do it. Whatever is going to work for you, let that be that. You know, let that be it. Let it work for you. Like I said, sometimes we overdo things, and sometimes we need to take a break from it. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
take a break from it.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Miss Blue.
Well,
love
thank
the work
you.
That you do. Love you, and you know,
love
just
you
keep, doing what, keep doing what you've been doing.
All right. Well, peace and blessings to you. Look forward to connecting soon. Peace.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone. We're going to continue. I did go ahead and put some more time on the board. I see lots of hands up in the remix. We're going to continue. 646-652. I still want to hear what your favorite remix show is. So if I come to you, I want you to share that. That's going to be good. I would like to hear that. So we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, what's up, Ms. Blue? This is Ramel.
Who is it?
This is Ramel from Philly.
Oh, okay. Greetings to you. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. What's your favorite remix show? What is the favorite remix show that you listen to?
Oh, the John, when y'all was giving out the words and all that. Who's that? The poetry John.
Yes, with Esther.
Yeah, that night was fun.
Yes, that was fun. That was fun. Yes, that
yeah,
was.
All the chat and chills, like, right? Yeah.
Are you in the chat room?
No, I ain't in the chat room. I'm on the phone
now. Good, you're not in the chat room. Well, I don't know about good. You'd probably be having fun. They have a lot of fun in the chat room.
Yeah, I was just watching it. That screen be hurting my eyes after a while.
Okay. All right. Well, what's on your mind? You sound like you got something on your mind.
Yeah, I need some help, Ms. Blue. I need some spiritual energy or something. Like, I'm trying.
You
to
need some.
Yeah, I'm trying to manifest something, like, and I need to like really get in contact with my ancestors for real.
Okay. Well, that's good, because one of the things that did come up for you is the altar. And so you kind of hit it right on the head, and definitely that is it. And here's something that I'm going to say to you, too. When you say you need some spiritual help, you definitely will get that. You definitely will get that, and you have that. You have that blessing for you. Do you have your altar set up for yourself?
Yeah, I got a candle burning for my ancestors, too.
Yeah, you do. You do. I see that there's a lot of things kind of weighing heavy on you right now. You're faced with a lot of responsibility at this time. Hold on one second. I just got to take care of somebody really quick here. Let's see. You know. Let's see here. Yeah, there we go. Okay. So I'm back.
Yeah, I'm still here. You know, one more thing I wanted to say, too. I need to, like, how you separate, like the illusion from the real, like, when you, you know, when you traveling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I need to block all of the fake stuff out right now, like.
Yeah. Well, here's something that I definitely want you to do. I definitely want you to get into some meditation. Get into some very, very good meditations with yourself at this time. This is also a good time that you can begin to spend a little bit of time alone, you see. Maybe separate yourself sometimes from some of the energy that is around you.
Yeah, I was thinking
because,
I had a long time, maybe get away.
Yeah, because I see so many people in your ear right now, just telling you so many different things and really not sure of which way you actually want to go or what you really want to do at this particular time. And a couple of things that you're facing, you're not sure how they're going to come out at this time. But here's what I want you to do, because June is an excellent month for manifestation, for making these things be manifested in their life. I want you to work with an orange candle, because I see that you're dealing with a couple of legal things that are going on with you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want you to work with the orange candle, because that orange, and I'm going to tell you how to charge that up. I want you to send me an email.
That's the concentration one, right?
Say it again?
The orange one, that's concentration.
Well, orange can be for concentration, but orange also helps with tapping into certain energy when it comes to having legal things sort of turn out in a fair and a just way. Orange also helps with tapping into creativity and different energies of that sort. So I want you to begin to work with orange, the color orange. We'll do some visualization things with orange and other things. So I want you to email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and just let me know that I spoke to you on the phone. And I'm going to give you a couple of exercises that you can do so that you can begin to sort of kind of map your way out of this. I know that one of your concerns, and since you asked me, can I say it?
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
Okay. One of your concerns, I should say, is that you think that this may lead you to sort of kind of be in confinement in some sense. Is that true? That's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, it's not.
Yeah, you're not. I don't want you to say the whole thing here, okay?
No, not that.
I just but want
I was
you
going to say is it'd be so easy. That's what's kind of the problem. It's like,
right. Yes, but you're not going to go to jail or anything. But I do want you to email me, so we can talk about some ways that you can begin to invoke your energy, and I want you to focus on what you want to happen and not what you don't want to happen. Okay?
I just hit you up on email.
Yep. All right. And we're going to send you some energy. I want you to take a couple deep breaths out. Mm-hmm.
You said deep breaths out.
Yep, take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. And I'm going to send you some energy. All right.
You know you're the best.
Oh, well, peace and love to you. Peace and love. You're the best. Okay? Make sure you email me.
All right.
Peace. All right. So here we are, 646-652-2711. I see the light is still being raised in the room. People just want to come over here, and this is beautiful. It's confirmation. It's confirmation. So much confirmation. So I want to thank everyone tonight for being a part of that confirmation, and that's beautiful. We're going to continue on. We're going to go to the phone lines. It looks like calling in from area code 646, area code 646.
Hello?
Peace and greetings.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings. Who's calling, please?
My name is Jackson from New York.
Okay, greetings, Jackson. Can you turn your computer speakers down for me, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you for a very long time.
Thank you.
I don't really have a favorite lecture. But it was a couple of questions that I wanted to ask you, but I know it's short timing.
Mm-hmm.
But I sent you an email earlier, and what the crazy thing about it was that it led me to this website where it was live, and I was hearing all of the lights. So it was really
beautiful, beautiful.
Well, I'm dealing with almost everything that every person that called in is dealing with right now.
Okay.
In their own right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also dealing with a legal issue of a family member.
Okay.
and I wanted to know if there was anything spiritual that I could do, either to help this person get out, which is my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know your take on that.
Yeah, I think I did, because I do get a lot of emails, but I think I do remember receiving the email for you that has to do with the situation with your brother and some of the things that you can begin to do. A couple of things that you can begin to do, because what you don't want to do is, I want you to kind of see through your eyes and really kind of send that energy to him from your eyes. Because right now I feel that you have sort of, I don't want to use, but the first word that comes to me has a lot to do with sort of this obsession, you see. Like you're sort of kind of obsessed. And of course, we would all be if one of our loved ones was sort of kind of locked up or incarcerated. But I want you to sit down and I want you to write a letter. And this is going to be one of the most powerful things that you can begin to do. And write this letter out as if you were seeing your brother out of this situation. It's a lot of details that is surrounding this situation with your brother. I know this is not his first time being in sort of this type of trouble. And what I want you to wish for your brother is to definitely for him to be able to follow his will, first and foremost, so that you can sort of put yourself in the best place of balance so that you can help him. Because right now you're so into this that you're not seeing clear. So we need to get you to see clear so that you can help him really think clear. Someone you can actually reach out to is Nancy Lockhart. And her website, I believe, is wrongfulconviction@gmail.com. And she's been a guest on here before. And she has a lot of programs that she has for family members that have family members that are incarcerated to really kind of help you on the physical side of bringing these things together and making sure that you've kind of checked the block and done everything that you can do at a very minimal cost to yourself.
Okay, okay.
And to him, or at no cost, that you can take care of really helping that family member sort of kind of get themselves in the best position to stand forth for what is going on. And the email address is thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com. If you don't get it, you can email me and I'll put you in contact with her. But she's worked with the Scott sisters, the very famous case of the Scott sisters who are now free. She's worked with the Bobby Yates case out of Texas and a slew of other cases, even helped behind the scenes on numerous cases that we cannot even begin to go into. But she is that goddess that really brings that light when it comes into that legal realm. And she does that. She's one of the best legal analysts in the country that can help you on that side. What I want you to do is I want you to begin to know where you start and where your brother starts. Because right now, Spirit is showing me that there is sort of this obsession there. And anytime we become sort of obsessed with something, it's hard to separate the energy. You see? It's hard to separate so that we can help, because you want to be in the position that you can help. You don't want to feel what he's feeling, because you sort of have a lot of empath energy, so you actually can feel your brother's pain while he's being incarcerated, and that is bringing you down. And what you want to do is be able to recognize that, but recognize your own feelings so that you can use this energy to really help yourself, you see. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very understandable.
Yes. So you can actually use this empath energy as a blessing to you, as opposed to now just being so overwhelmed and so burdened by it. So I want you to begin to write this letter as you see it. This is going to be one thing. I'm still going to contact you as you've contacted me in email, and I'll get a chance to do that hopefully sometime this week coming up. But those are the things that I want you to do in the meantime so that you can begin to work with this. One, to recognize that your brother has his own will here. He does.
Right.
And sometimes that's tough for us to see as family members, you see.
But right.
Recognize he has his own will. And so release yourself of trying to be his will, because you can't do that for him. You can only be your will. And now you're in the position where you can help him. But you're helping him from a very different perspective, as opposed to being in that position.
Right.
Yes.
Very true. Very true.
So write this letter from day to finish, start to finish, to the end of the day. And, wow. Boy, I tell you, when you turn up the lights, oh, my goodness. You know how they talk about the roaches come out? Boy, I tell you. It's some powerful energy on the remix. It's just unbelievable. 9 years and going strong, and it's just amazing.
Wow.
So I want you to email me, because that's, even now I can feel your energy changing just having this conversation and hearing that. I feel the shift in it. Very powerful brother yourself, and very sharp, especially when it comes to the legal aspect. So there are some things that you're going to be able to fine-tune and take a look at that you haven't been able to see because you've been feeling your brother's energy. Know that you're feeling it. So just like you're feeling it, you can also send that calming, that soothing, that loving energy to your brother as well, too.
Understood.
Yeah. Yes. So I certainly look forward to connecting with you. I have your information as well. And I know Sister Munya has it, so we'll be in touch with you, definitely. But that's what I want you to do in the meantime, because these are some things that you can begin to change, to shift the energy. June is a very important month. We're in that double month of manifestation that we're dealing with, you know. We're in a 4-year, which has a lot to do with manifesting things into this earth reality. June, when you take 6 plus 4, that equals 10, it's a time of new beginning. So it's a time that we can actually bring our manifestations quickly. They can happen fast. So you want to begin to focus on, the best thing you can do is focus on what you want to happen for your brother as opposed to what you don't. So any moment that you're in this place of sort of sorrow, know that you're sending more of that out into the energy, into the universe, and that's not what you want to do. You want to shift it. You want to shift that. And so, and you also want to be able to send that energy to him. So email me, work on that list, and I'll be in touch with you this week, okay?
Thank you very much, Ms. Blue.
Very
insightful.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, and I look forward to connecting with you as well.
Thank you very much. Very informative.
Thank you. Peace.
Peace.
All right, Remix family. We're still going strong. I see you guys I see you guys on the phone line, and I also see you guys in the chat room as well. Some of you, I know you had to get up early in the morning. So thank you guys for listening. We're going to continue. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 832. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Ms. Blue. This is Tremone Terry calling from Houston.
Okay, greetings to you. Do you have, you don't have your speakers on?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. How are you? Peace and greetings.
I'm fine. You want to know my favorite show?
I sure do.
The Kali Yuga.
Oh, yes. Another powerful show. Another powerful show, yes. A great one. Great one. Yes, yes, yes. All
Man,
right.
I just want to go off your field. Will you feel anything? I have a lot going on.
You sure do. You have a lot going on, and it has to do with romance.
What?
You have something?
That's me. Romance.
It has to do with partnerships. Let me say it that way. With different partnerships. Okay, I'll put it into perspective. I caught a visual. I won't make.
Well,
I won't.
Oh, that's cool. I dig that.
Yeah, so
you still model, you open.
I caught a visual. Mm-hmm. I just caught a visual for you. But that's cool. That's cool. It's a beautiful visual. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell me a little bit more. You don't want me to move in the direction I'm moving in. So let me know what you what you want to talk about.
Well, that's me.
I caught the visual. That is you. I will agree. It's the first thing I see. Boom.
out of anybody, that's something. Or any female, that's something. But anyways, I have a lot. I just want to know if I'm going. I know I'm going in the right direction. I want to know if there are any little things I can do to enhance what I'm doing to make it happen even faster. You know, any blockages, you know. And, yeah, as far as that partnership stuff, I'm dealing with, is there any blockage, anything I need to do to make things, you know, happen a little faster?
Well, I'll give you sort of the skinny on it. I'll give you the skinny, as they say. The number one thing, because what happens is when I feel your energy, some days you wake up and you feel like you can take over the whole world. It's nothing's going to stop you, and you're ready to go. And then other days you wake up and it's kind of like your energy is just zapped. It's just gone from you.
It's only recently. So, damn.
Yeah. And so the number one thing that you can do is really have positive expectations. Make sure that you begin to have positive expectations. Because sometimes what happened, and say your name again for me again. I know who you are, but say your name again.
Tremone.
Tremone, sometimes what happens is that will change for you. You'll think things are going okay, and then all of a sudden, the picture just shifts. And so you kind of lose your expectations of it.
Absolutely.
And so it sort of becomes it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And so the number one thing you can do is to continue to hold on to that positive expectation. And you can do this a couple of ways. Journaling, this is important, to write. Action words, when we take words and we write them on paper, we are taking thought from thought to energy, and we're making it matter. We're making it real. We're bringing it into manifestation. So journaling is going to help you. It's also going to help you shift through some of your thoughts as well.
And so I am supposed to write these books.
Yeah. So you need to definitely write these things down. Put these things down. Begin to write these things down. Begin to clear your path so that you can see it. And have positive expectations. And so here's the future for you. Here's what I see. I see you moving into that place so that you can write these books and you can put them out. I see you doing an e-book first before you actually do a hard copy book. It's really making your way into an e-book. Beginning to write some of those things in the ebook, also doing some things locally where you live for the community there, doing some writing with some of the people in the community and really helping them to understand some of the things that you've seen, because a lot of your writing has a lot to do with real life. It's not all fiction. It is real life. It's things that have actually happened, and sort of taking them through this very, very visual process with you. And really showing them the outcome. And that's going to be a big transformation point for yourself. Because one thing about you, you think that you have to fix yourself first before you can start to do the things that you want to do. So it is always, once I get this, then I'm going to do it. And once I get this, no. Number one thing you got to start doing it today. So whether that is you write a page today, everybody has these high-speed phones, if you start recording in the phones today, you need to do it now. This is not something for you to wait, and you need to have positive expectations. And then when you get a chance, go back and create and write. But even if you can dedicate 15 minutes to doing it a day, it's going to help you in what you're going through.
Right. Yeah. Well, thanks. So... I will tell you this. Thank you, Ms. Lou.
You.
And I'm going to let you go, but look here. You helping me is going to help you. So I think you see that.
Yes, we all help each other. Yes, yes, yes. We all help each other, and that's the beauty in this. So, yes, and definitely get back in touch with me. I would love to see your first project and see it when it comes out. I want to do that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely. Peace and blessings. Hotep.
All right.
Oh,
one more thing.
I'm down south. I'm in Houston. There's a lot of people to call in that don't know who to deal with. I have a lot of people I deal with, my cosmic brothers, and we are steady growing.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a little movement. So if anybody that, you know, wants, and that's in the South, you know, it's not a big metaphysical movement, get in contact with me via Facebook, Tramone Terry. My email is mice84@live.com. Have a few projects going on. And you just put Kundalini behind everything. So.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. Brother Ogun, who's actually did a show, which is also another one of my favorite shows here, is also there as well, too. So
we have to build.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a must. All right, peace and blessings.
Okay, okay. All right, well, peace and blessings. Yeah, that romance thing.
Roar.
Oh, wow. Ooh, them visuals are something else. Okay, we're going to continue to go. Oh, somebody's on Skype. Let me see. Peace, Miss Blue. Let me see what they say. This is Krista. Are you taking? Yes, I'm taking Skype calls. Don't Skype me. Skype the show. Just don't Skype me. I what I'm doing for everyone here, and I want to put this out there so people can know, is, of course, you guys know I do readings. I do a number of them. I don't even know if I can go through all of them. Holistic readings, which those are going to tackle any of those things, the metaphysical side of health. I'll pull that up so I can read the whole definition. Me and Brother Soul actually do those together. They have been fantastic and amazing, helping you to stay on your path for health and wellness. We do those readings as well. I do sacred sessions readings. I do the baby lotus readings for the babies, as well as the glowing lotus, the Akashic record, and the God Goddess numeric Akashic record reading as well. So if you're interested in finding out more, or if you would like to have a session yourself, you can email me at Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, like the color, B-L-U-E, at gmail.com. And so question, and then not the word 4, but the number 4, the numeral 4, and blue at gmail.com. And just send us a note, and we'll definitely send you the information that you need as well. We're going to continue on. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 252. And I did see your questions in the chat room. I am going to try to get to them. 252, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How's it going, Ms. Blue? It's Najee calling from North Carolina.
Greetings to you. Greetings to you, Brother Najee. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, my favorite show, I think y'all did about a year ago. It was the Rise of the Gods. I think that's what it was, when Brother Panic was talking about the Norse mythology and the Ragnarok.
Okay, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I love that show. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to listen to it again. Like, I've listened to it a couple of times. And
okay.
Every time I listen to it, I just learn something new. It's almost like a movie.
Yes. Yes, yes, Brother Panic. Excellent. And for those of you who have not upgraded to the 2.0 Panic Pack, then what you can do is you can actually email Brother Panic at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. So that's for Brother Panic. Yeah, I forgot about that show. Yeah, that was a powerful show. It was so many. It's so hard for me to choose. I love the show of the Book of Kemet, that search we went on. It's like all of them are just, even the chat and chill where the mermaid, I don't know if you heard that at the end where the brother called in about the mermaid is looking for
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, when he said something about the captain's mermaid, I was crying. What did he say?
the captain, he said, how about I say the captain is looking for his mermaid.
Yeah. Panic was going there for a couple minutes after that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I got that show saved too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you so much. That is that is definitely, yeah, that's a that's one of the classics, but definitely all the shows that Brother Panic do have done are definitely packed with information and knowledge. Like you said, you can go back and you can study it and catch something different. And every time you listen to it, it's like, wow, here's something else, you know? So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me on this book.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Peace and blessings.
Peace.
Oh, wow, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 916. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 916? Okay, they're just listening. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 402. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue?
Greetings. Who's calling, please?
This is Brother I.
Oh, Brother I!
Hey, Mommy, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. Let me go ahead and give a big shout-out to the whole team here. Big shout-out to Brother Soul. He's the brother that works with me in the holistic readings. And big shout-out and much love to Sister Manya. Sister Manya as well. And this is Brother Soul. No, Brother I. Got two brothers, Brother Soul and Brother I. Brother I is doing the creative team here. So big shout-outs to you. Have you?
I just sent you your blue ink. You asked me for some blue ink? Yeah,
yes.
I sent you your blue ink today.
Oh, thank you. I got to go check it. I haven't been able to get in there.
It's up on YouTube.
Oh, beautiful. I'm going to go check it out. Lots of things that are coming up, you guys. So many things that I have that we will be sharing with you guys that's just going to help you. It'll be some more tools on your path and your journey. Each one of you, so you can continue to do your work. So many of you guys have emailed me, told me how just this platform has really helped you to become that God, that goddess of who you are, and really empower you so that you can do the work that you came here to do. And that's what's up. That's where the real magic comes in, so that you can do it. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So,
yes,
Brother
yes.
I, did you want to share a favorite show of yours?
I, like everybody's been saying, all of them are just so impactful, but I'd have to go with the one that was most creative,
mm-hmm.
and that was the Book of Kemet, searching for the Book of Kemet.
Yes,
God went me to another place.
Beautiful. Siba Haru, yes.
Yes.
So many people was that show there, and I'll tell you, with that particular show, what was so incredible is that it started out with a question, and whenever that question, we have a question, sometimes we hesitate to ask those questions, but I asked that question, and ultimately, it sent me on this journey to look for this book. You know, this Book of Kemet that Siba Haru was telling me about. If you guys have not gone back and downloaded this show as well as the others, this is a great one to go back and download. And if you don't have your own copy of the Book of Kemet, I would encourage you to do. And I'll just tell you this. The Book of Kemet was the world's first textbook. You may hear a lot in the media today where they're talking about ancient textbook that they did out of some stones. I don't believe it was the Rosetta Stone, but they have been working on doing a translation. Well, world too late, because Siba Haru had already done that, and many others with our ancestors with the Book of Kemet. It is the world's oldest textbook in the world, and you can go to www.thebookofkemet, spelled KEMIT.com, or you can go directly to the Hetepu Network, which is www.httpw.net. And you can take a look for the Book of Kemet yourself. And you can also go back and download that show. But that was powerful because we actually had a chance to do a visualization exercise. We all got a chance to take ourselves back to Kemet and get the book. We met at the gate. We went through. It was incredible. Yes, I would agree. I would. That's one of mine. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was it. That was my favorite one. The most creative. I mean, all of them. I love when Panic and Bobby come on and Dr. Aileen Bay. But and even last, what was that, Friday, even Fridays with Queen of Four was just so empowering.
Mm-hmm.
But that one there was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that show was really amazing, and I was very honored to be a part of that show as well. That's actually the second show Siba Haru has done, and he'll be coming back hopefully to share some more of his work and his path. As you guys know, he's a Kemetic scribe, so he comes from a different perspective as each guest, and that's what I think is so unique. They all have their way, and we get to share all of their ways right here, and that's what makes it so powerful. So yeah, thank you, Brother I, for calling in and sharing.
No problem,
that. My creative brother. I'm gonna be looking for my blue ink. I'm gonna be looking for that.
Okay. I'll send you the link.
Okay. Peace and love.
Okay. Peace.
Peace. Put it in the chat room. You can put it in the chat room, too. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blues, this is Domaine from Toronto.
Oh, greetings to you. You're calling from Canada.
Yep.
Okay, peace and greetings. What's your favorite remix show?
I'm going to have to go with the Coding of Inception.
Oh, the show with Brother Panic.
Yes.
In the Inception show, decoding three levels of the dream.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very powerful. Yes, it was. Helpful to so many people. Yes, it is. All of those shows. And that's a great one, too. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you could read me.
If I could read you. Let's do this, because I could read you. I definitely could. I could do a mini reading, because what I do here is not what I do in the session. That's a lot more focus and detail intent, but I really hold those things sacred. So I try not to take people's personal business and put it out on this platform. But if you want to share, if there's something particular, because there's a few things I pick up that you have going on at this time in your life, and I'll share that with you, but you can always email me. Have I done a reading for you yet?
No.
Okay. Wasn't 100% sure. But I'll tell you this. You're definitely in a time in your life at this time is where you need assistance. You need help. Can you agree with that?
Yes.
The number one thing, and what was your name again, brother?
Domaine.
What is it?
Domaine.
Vinay?
No, Domaine.
Say it one more time. I can't hear you.
Domaine.
Spell it for me, because I'm getting some static.
Z-A-M-A-I-N-E.
Okay. Domaine?
Domaine.
Okay. All right. Well, I trust that I can pick that vibration up, and I can. So I want to tell you this. You're in the time of your life where you need assistance. And so really, it's meant for you to have help at this time in your life. And you will get that help. That will come along to you. That help will come your way. It'll either come through a thought or an idea. If you're open to receive it, someone will enter your life. I suck with time, but I will tell you this within three to four weeks. But one of the things that I want you to work on is because you have a tendency to want to control everything.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is where I need you to sort of kind of let go of some of that control, not when it comes over yourself, because you should always be in control of you. You understand? But being in control of those things. Someone just PM'd me, I'm sorry. But being in control of other things. Really kind of not so much worry about controlling others or other things, but setting your intention and really riding that wave. And that way you can release that control of others that are connected with you. And so that you can ride your wave. And then you can truly see yourself. But you are going through a time of change right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going through a time of change, a very powerful time of change. Let me ask you a question. Has someone that has been close to you recently make their transition?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I pick up that. I pick up that someone just recently made their transition, and know that they're with you. They're with you at this time. They're close to you and they're connected to you. And so I think you know that. I think there's already been that confirmation there for you that they're still close to you at this time. But it is about you having assistance, and it is about you releasing that control. Know that you need to surrender to the changes that are coming upon you, because they're truly going to be what's best for you at this particular time. You can definitely email me.
Mm-hmm.
And, we can talk about it in more in depth in a session. And that's at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And so know that they are still with you. They still love you, and they're still close to you. And I know that this can be a very challenging time for you, but really begin to let go of some of that control, and you'll be able to find your way in through this transformation that you're in at this time.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you, my brother. Yeah. That is something, you guys, you know, whenever we have someone close to us, a loved one, family member, or someone that we know that makes their transition. And even though we know that death is not final, there still is a process that we go through ourselves. And so that's the time to really just be real with yourself and authentic, to know that it's okay to give yourself permission to go through that process, because that is also going to birth about a new beginning and a new change within you as well, too. So very much power and peace to the brother for calling in and sharing that with us as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So now let's see. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 585. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Tasha from Rochester.
Oh, greetings to you, Tasha.
Now, I had a whole bunch of favorites, so I can't say favorites. But when I first started listening to your show, it was this one with Sister Myra in the interracial couples.
Oh, yes.
Do you
that
remember
was,
that one?
Yes,
and
that
it said
was
something about Beyonce, and everybody's like, Beyonce? not Beyonce. So that was the one that stood out the most.
Yes, love Sister Myra. Yes, she came
on. Yes.
It was a very beautiful share.
Yes.
Beautiful share. Yeah, I do remember that, because everybody's eyes kind of went up a little bit, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, even yours. Yes.
It did. It did to me. I'll say this, because I don't know. I guess I just come from a different place that I see things past just what's on the outside. And I understand her perspective that she comes from, because there is some real things there as well too. But I just,
yeah, it was interesting, and it really made sense what she was saying. But
and I can see it from both sides. I think it just kind of caught everybody off guard.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, Beyonce. Beyonce ain't real because she what? Yeah, that, it was. Share, very powerful share. And as always, you know, the remix leaves you with something to think about, to challenge yourself. Whether you agree or disagree, it challenges you in your own thoughts so that you can have your own growth from that. Because, you know, certain things will come up that forces you to take a look at something maybe you hadn't taken a look at. And that's what it's about. You see, that's really what it's about. That was a beautiful show too. Yes, yeah, Sister Meyer.
Oh yes.
Very powerful sister. Yes, yes.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I'm just getting into it, but the shows are getting like better and better. I'm learning more, so I could understand more. It's just great. I'm loving the experience.
Oh, well, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that and reminding me of that. So, yeah. Beautiful. Oh, wow. Yes, you guys, you need to go back and listen to the archives. I'm telling you, it's over 9 years worth of stuff there. Go back, download, listen to the archives. There's some great shows in there. Just some powerful sisters and brothers that have been on the platform that are doing amazing things and doing it their way, which is powerful. Let's see. We're going to continue. It looks like calling in from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Miss Melly from the chat room.
Okay.
I was just listening to the show, and I just wanted to call in and say that, like, I really love the show. I don't know how I found it or how I stumbled upon it. I think I was looking for Bobby Hemmett one time, and
okay.
I was listening to The Dark Moon Rising.
Oh.
That was a really great show. And I have so many favorites, so I really can't say any one in particular, but I definitely like the Brother Panic one. Oh, man, that was awesome, where he explained about the meditation.
Yes.
Like, that one really sent my, you know, meditating to a whole new level. So,
yes.
That one was great.
Yes, I love that one. I love all of them. It is hard to pick a favorite. I'm like you. It's so hard because it's so many. But, yeah, we all have those ones that just kind of go, oh, yeah, I remember
right.
that. Yes.
I can't believe I'm actually on the show, though. I'm so glad I got through. But I love listening to you. Like, even if I don't call in, you know, I listen. I'm at work listening and just, oh, it's a great escape from the mundane of being at work for, like, 16 hours.
Yes. Well, beautiful, beautiful. And thank you for calling in, and thank you for being a part and listen. Make sure, I don't know if you had a chance. Have you called the Know Your Magic line yet? Have you had a chance?
No, I was on one show trying to get the information for that, but I definitely did want to call the little line that you guys have and listen in, because I thought that was really cool.
Okay, well, let me give you the number, and I'm going to give it out here. Hopefully this is the right number. Where's Sister Munya? I got to have her. I got to have Sister Munya.
And that's what I love about you, Miss Blue. You always keep it real.
I do.
That's just life. That's how it is. You know, we don't always have everything right there at our hands.
That's
but,
right.
You know, you are just such a breath of fresh air, like for real.
Oh, thank you. And so are you. So are you.
Oh,
so I'm gonna give you guys the number. I hope I'm giving you the right number. And Sister Munya, if she's close by, she'll let me know. But that number is 641-715-3800. And then the access code is 10569. So I'm doing that by memory, family. So somebody call it. And tell me if that is right. Let's see. I'm going to put it in the chat room here. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, I think that's the right number. So 641-715-3800. Access code is going to be 10569. And the Know Your Magic line, I don't do it every day. Now, I started out real happy and just was doing it every single day. Thank you, Nancy, the world's best legal analyst. She put it in there. She said, that's it. So that's the number. But I don't do it every day. I kind of do it like an oracle. And sometimes people will tell me, Miss Blue, you left that message up, but it really applied to this day. And so we do a lot of fun things. Me and Sister Munya are on that line, and we just try to make it fun. We give you affirmations for the day. I talk about the energy that's going on at that time or whatever sort of kind of comes through me. And you get to listen, and at the end, you can leave us a message, and you guys leave us some messages. That's our blue crystal. So we get to give you a blue crystal, and we get the blue crystal when you guys leave us a message. And even sometimes I'll hear some of the brothers, they'll call, they'll say, yep, Now, that was a jewel. And just those little words of just leaving us a message, telling us what's going on, what worked for you. A lot of you guys, sisters and brothers all over the world, call that number every single day, and you guys leave a message there. And that is just amazing in itself. So that's a number that is given out to everyone in the universe. You can call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So anyone that can hear it, we put music on. We do all kinds of silly, crazy, wild, and fun things.
That's awesome. And it's really great to have these different avenues to connect with like-minded people, you know, because sometimes you can feel like you're just a little island floating all by yourself, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just so thankful to, you know, have people like you out there who's, you know, just trying to build a bridge so that we can all connect and all have this meeting ground, you know, to just share ideas and share that love with each other, because we all really need that.
Yes. Well, thank you. And I'm so glad that I have you. So it's a perfect connection. All right.
Thank you so much, Miss Blue.
Yeah, thank you too, sweetie. And when you call the number, leave a message so we know that's you. So we'll be for it. Peace and blessings.
All right, peace.
All right, that's amazing. We're going to go to the telephone line. I'm going to go to area code 901. You're live in the remix.
Hey, Miss Blue. This is Sister Manya.
I knew. Is that baby Nai-Nai in the background?
Yes, baby Nai-Nai trying to get her settled down. Wow, just listening to the remix, and my favorite show is all of them. I mean, you cannot just pick just one. I love all of them.
Yeah, I love them all, too. I would have to say that each and every time. Some of the ones that are really close to my heart is when we get a lot of callers that call in and share sort of their stories and stuff. The chat and chills, you know, those
right.
are all. It's personal because people call in and they share different things that work for them, that was good for them. So I'm like you. Every single one of them. I love.
Right. And I really love tonight's share and, you know, calling out, turning up the light for the sister that's missing in New Orleans,
yes.
Ruth there, and just hoping that, you know, she's found soon.
Yes. Yes, well, we definitely turned up the light. So that's without a doubt there. We're going to turn up the light when we get ready to close out this evening, send that information out to the sister Rudy Carter. For those of you who are joining us, you can search for her by going to www.nola.com. That is the New Orleans and also Louisiana website. She was a student going to the university there, and after leaving the party, which she walked to, she has turned up missing. So when you get the picture, you can post it on your Facebook, you can put it up on Twitter, pass it around. We want to send this energy all throughout the universe so that if someone knows her, the family is offering a reward. You can go back, you can look at that number, listen to the show, and also there's a number on the website as well where you can actually turn up the light so we can do this and make sure that this young lady is back safe with her family. So yes.
Right.
Well, thanks so much, sis, for calling in. Y'all,
you're welcome.
This is Sister Manya. I know those of you who call the Know Your Magic line, you're able to hear Sister Manya there, because she always gives out the blue crystals there with me as well. But some of you guys who's been in sessions, you'll get a chance to, hey, Nai-Nai. Say hi to people, Nai-Nai.
She's busy over here. I'm trying to get her down.
Okay. Well, peace and love to everyone over there. Make sure you tell the boys, Bali Kali TT.
I will, Bali Kali TT.
Is Pee-wee there? Is Pee-wee still up or is he asleep?
He's still up messing around, but he'll soon be in the bed. You know, he listens too, so
he
loves Miss Blue.
Yes. And I just wanted to tell him Bali Kali TT, because that's who we learned that from. And Brother Panic actually spoke about the show. They used to call this chant out, which they were actually calling on the goddess Kali. And they came up with this Bali Kali TT that they had been saying since they were babies.
Right.
And just a very powerful mantra. So whenever you find yourself in dismay or in a time of trouble, Bali Kali TT is what you need to say.
Yes, and it works.
It works. All right. Well, peace and love to you, sis.
Peace and love, Miss Lou.
All right, everyone. We're going to continue. We're going to go to the caller. It looks like calling in from area code 413. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Nikki calling from Massachusetts.
Okay. Greetings to you, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. This is my first time listening, actually, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Okay. Well, no need to be nervous. I don't think you have a reason to be nervous.
I hope not. I was going to actually call and ask about a reading. I've actually been going through some stuff recently. I'm transferring colleges, and I just needed some advice, see if you see anything that could help me out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just read something in the room, and I thought somebody was talking to you. They said, young guns, stay in school. Well, okay, so you're transferring schools. This transfer is going to actually take you to another state, correct?
It's either in-state or out-of-state. I'm not sure yet.
Okay, well, I'll tell you some of the first things that I did pick up. The first thing was I do see you kind of maybe making this move out of state. A couple of things I want you to focus on, Nikki, before you actually make this move and think about going out of state is to really begin to look at things when it comes to how you're going to sustain yourself.
Okay.
When you get there. And making sure that it's not a lot of empty promises, and the grass doesn't necessarily look greener on the other side. I also think that this move to go to this school out of state has something to do with someone you're close to. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, don't make that the basis of your decision. So, you know, I think you should take that into consideration because that is a good thing. To have someone else there that you can be able to connect with, but don't make that the core reason you go.
All right.
Does that make sense? Really begin to look at how things are going to work, and it's some things academically that you need to check into, because some of the things that you're wanting to transfer may not transfer the way you think. I see some glitches there in that particular area. With something with the transfer. Like I said, the first thing that came up was about you moving to go out of state. And I know you've leaned towards that, even though a part of you is sort of kind of afraid to sort of kind of step outside that much. But this is also a place where you have some family too, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So right now, some of the things that's making you want to leave where you are is due to some conflicts or some things that's happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't want you, because I see you kind of running, and I don't want you to leave with running energy. I want you to resolve these things and feel good about that space before you make the decision to either transfer or to leave. Resolve it so that you can make peace with the decision, and it's not based upon you running.
If I've been around some really negative people within the last month, and I've kind of got away from them due to the end of the semester, do you see anything positive coming from that, or is it going to follow me or affect me negatively?
No. It's not going to follow you unless you make a choice. I think you've definitely, the understatement is you have learned from these choices. You've learned from this. You know how sometimes we have things happen and we don't really get the lesson? You got this lesson.
Okay.
Yeah, you really got this lesson. And so you will, by you staying true to who you are and really staying true to your path and moving forward and recognizing it, you're going to be faced with these challenges again, because that's just how life works. So you're going to have this energy come with you again or come up near you. But that's where you rely on your wisdom to say, been there, done that, got that T-shirt.
All right. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
right. Well, good luck, and definitely come back and let us know what you decide. Ultimately, you're going to be fine whatever you decide. But I do see you running. That was the first picture I seen you, and I seen you going to another state. So that's why I said you're thinking about also going to a school out of state. I don't want you to run. I want you to resolve it within yourself. It's not about facing or confronting anyone. That's not what I'm telling you to do. But you need to confront this and really take a look at this in your heart of hearts of what happened so that you can clear this lesson of learning and so that you don't repeat this pattern again.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, and peace and blessings to you.
Same to you. Goodbye.
Bye. All right, you guys. Well, woo, I guess we ended up doing a full show, and it's been powerful, no doubt. I want to thank everybody who is coming, who came on the show, came to listen, stayed up tonight because it was sort of a long night tonight, stayed up and listened, and is still here because that's been great. I definitely want to thank the brother, Jerome Carter, for coming on to talk about his niece, Rudy Carter, and definitely encourage each one of you to turn up the light so that we can begin to do this. I know some of you still had questions for me. Go ahead and email me. What I did tonight was not a full reading. This was just a small sample of what I do. You guys know I hold this very sacred, and I don't sort of kind of put all of that information out there as much as I try not to. But I want you guys to, if you're thinking about having a session with me, you're free to email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and let me know. If you had a question for tonight, you can email me that too. I'm still getting back to some of you guys and some of the questions you asked me, and I'll be able to give you and sort of kind of give you some information, point you in the right direction as well. And you can email me. But to get a full reading, you know, we need to set up a session with that, and we can do that as well, too. But you can certainly feel free to email me, hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook, you know, reach out to me, let me know. Don't send me an email on Facebook, though, because there's so many over there. Send it to Question for Blue. That's going to be the best place. You can send me a tweet. I do check the Twitter. You guys know I do the Blue Blast calls, not every single day, but I do them quite often. That's the 15-minute call. Don't forget to call the Know Your Magic 9, 641-715-3800, access code 10569. So get those things, know your magic, because you guys do. We're going to turn up the light. We're going to turn it up real bright for the young sister. We're going to turn it up for Rudy Carter and many others out there that are dealing with different situations in your life, or just those that want to go to the next level. So I'm going to play that again as we get ready to close out here. I want to wish you all peace and blessings and love and light. And sorry, peace and love and light to each one of you. See you back here next week. Brother Bobby Hemmett's going to be on. If you want to get some of his products, his DVDs, 678-358-1055 is his number. Call him and tell him Miss Blue sent you. You can do that. Reach out to Sister Rainwater. She makes those amazing dream amps. She makes the jewelry. She makes that. So many Remix families that's doing amazing things. Want to give shots out and love to everyone. Esther, Griffin, the Red Eye family, everybody who comes in the chat room. Chaos. Oh, my gosh. I could go on. I God. Who else am I forgetting? Ebony, Rain, just everybody, all the brothers, all the sisters. If I forgot you, no, you're never forgotten in my heart. Every single one of you here in the chat room, all of you. One day we're going to do a big shout out, and I just want everybody to come on and just say, this is who you are and where you're calling from. We're just going to do a big shout out to everyone, because I really want to get a list and just thank each one of you, because you guys is what really makes the light in the Remix. And so I thank you all for bringing your light with my light so that we can turn up the light. So Till next time, everyone, we're going to turn up the light. We're going to do it one more time. We know it was real powerful. So this is the time you visualize all those things that you want to manifest. This month is excellent for doing that. Turn up your light. I want to give a big shout out again to Siba Haru Alkebulon over the Hetepu Network, Brother Ogun. It's so many. Oh, my gosh. Can I keep going on? Hold on. We're going to turn up the light. I think that's the best thing to do right now. Let's see. Is it all the light? Where is it? Where is it? I'm finding the song. You guys, here it is. Okay. So we're getting ready to close out. And we're getting ready to leave. Peace and love to each one of you guys. Really. Love you guys. It's always amazing. You guys know your magic. And that just makes it that much more wonderful. So, everyone, get up. Let's get ready to dance. We're going to turn up the lights. And see you in a remix. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit.
All of the lights.
Going all the way to time.
peace. Much love, everyone. Till next time, this is Miss Blue sending off. Don't forget to download. Peace and blessings. Peace. Turn up the light.